Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. Winking eyes at me when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to me, because I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, because I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring her around me, because I'm a flirt. Now I swear to tell the truth and the whole truth. When it comes to hoes, I be pimping like I supposed to, rolling like I supposed to, shining like I supposed to, in the club fucking with honeys like I supposed to. I don't understand when a nigga bring his girlfriend to the club, freaking all on the floor with his girlfriend in the club, and wonder why all these players trying to holler at her. Just soon as she goes to the bathroom, nigga, I'm gonna holler at her. I don't want to cry when I'm walking through the mall. If I could, man, I probably would talk with all of y'all. Yeah, yeah, homie, you say she your girlfriend, but when I step up to her, I'ma be like cousin. Believe me, man, this is how them players do it in the shot. And plus we got them player at flirters in the shot. Now the moral of the story is cuff your bitch, cause hey, I'm black, that's on my face, plus I'm rich, and I'm a flirt.
Hey, homie, you ain't getting no money, you better keep away from me, you dude.
Well, if you love your girl, I wanna keep you, girl. Don't be walking up and asking me to meet you, girl. Because I'm well enough to flirt when I see you, girl. She went the eyes on the slide, I see you, girl. Better treat your girl right, cause another man will. Better eat your girl like another man will. Cause you leave your wife and I see your wife. Let me be for real, how long you think it's finna be your wife? When I'm living the life, you just getting it right. Yo, lady, look at me cause you ain't hitting it right. She probably used to like you cause you the business type. That's until I came along and put some dick in the light. When I think how that ass look at dick in the light, I noticed she was checking me and dick in the eyes. Hey, if I get that tonight, better hit that twice. I could even make a mind if I hit that right. You know, smack that thing, hit that right. Up on that dresser, yeah, that's right. Pulling on her hair like we're getting in a fight. Yeah, I know it's kinda tight, but it'll feel just right. So if you're sexy and she passed me, don't be upset, G, cause you might catch me trying to catch a glance up a skirt, then we're clan in reverse. That's a theater, and I like it.
Let's go, y'all. When I pull up to the club, all the shouters be like, then I be like, girl, you know just who I am.
Don't hate,
see, I done fell in love with a stripper, y'all. All I do is flirt with her and I get them draws. And I don't need no help, I got it down pack. Said if pain was born to flirt, now you can't down that. Now I'm a flirt, whether I'm in or out of town. That's why they call me Steady Fender. I be like, oh, I see ya, only mama me, I'm more pain. What is your name? I'm feeling your vibe and I'm hoping you feel the same. I'ma wink my eye and let you know I got the game. When I pass by, I know exactly what to say. He's
Hey,
what he do? He mad cause I'm looking, but I already fucked her. I got these niggas mad cause I'm a flirt.
Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. When you lie to me when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to me, because I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girl. Now if you walk up in the club with a bad chick and she looking at me, then I'm gon' hit. Man, Jack and the chicks, I tried to quit, but I'm a player, homie, so I had to hit it. While you buying her drinks in the club, acting like you in love, starting like you all thug. We were switching numbers. She looking at you and I walk by. You
sure
turn your
you,
head,
yeah.
She wink her eye. I can't help it if she checking for a platinum
ain't
title guy.
Right.
She be calling me daddy and I be calling her mommy. She
ain't
be calling you Kelly when your name is Tommy.
Okay.
I don't know what y'all be thinking when you bring around me. Let me remind you that I am the king of R&B. Do you know what that means? That means if you love your chick, don't bring her to the VIP, cause I might leave with your chick. Just keeping it real, my nigga. It's a player's feel, my nigga. Don't take no bitch to the club when you just met her, my nigga. Cause I'ma flirt with her, and he gon' flirt with her. And if she looking at good shit, she gon' flirt with her.
I'ma flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'ma flirt.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When you're gonna roll up in the club, I'ma flirt.
Sometimes
yeah.
When I'm with my chick on the lawn,
I'ma flirt.
And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'ma flirt.
Damn,
so homie, don't bring your girl
ooh,
to me, cause I'ma flirt.
T-Pain. Ladies, if your man ain't hitting it right, just call his number on the screen.
Play one more, maybe by that time they start falling in. It's a nice night out there tonight. It ain't rained out here now, bitch.
What a shame. All right. My lady at the casino. She lost all her money. She said, don't feel sorry for me. No. Don't feel sorry, honey. But if you wanna do a lady a favor, here's what I want you to do. Just loan me $2. Oh, until the next time I see you. But these last $2. The one for the jukebox to hear me some blues. Gotta hear me some blues. She said I wouldn't be over here.
Oh.
My man had been treating me right. I came here to try to catch him, yeah. Cause he'd been sneaking around every night.
But I got
caught up over here, yeah. Got caught up in this scene. And I put all of my money in that doggone gallon machine.
But these legs.
I got to hear me some down home blues. Oh, Lord.
That $2, not gonna do. That $2, not gonna do. Up there, jukebox, it's on the blues.
Lady at the casino. Lost all the money, yeah. She said, don't feel sorry. Don't feel sorry, honey. If you want to do a lady a favor, here's what I want you to do. $2 until the next time I see you.
But these legs.
$2 I'm not gonna lose. These last
think I said it again. These last $2, I'm not gonna lose. These last $2, sure ain't gonna lose. One goes for my bus fare, other one for the jukebox. Oh, God, hear me tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Saturday night's edition of your Clocks Off Grudge Discussions radio show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth can be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Ugh.
Things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. If you've ever been held down before, I know
hello, Grudge World. Another Clocks Off production, you all. I want to come in and say good evening to each and everybody that may be on the show. God bless. I hope that each and everybody is in good standards. And tonight I wanted to start off with a little brief, quick commercial. I don't know if nobody on here or not, but the commercial that I want to come out with, I didn't want to do it too early. I want to kick it in around the time that I figured that it might be a few people on the show, a few of the racers on the show. So, we got anybody on your head.
Hey, Uncle Larry, I wouldn't open up the mic if it wasn't nobody on here. I'd have kept playing music, man.
Well, I'm telling you. Yeah, I hope we got a few races on there because Uncle Larry just wanted to.
Well, why don't you just, the numbers ain't high right now, Uncle Larry. So, you know, if you don't want to do it right now, you know, I always try to wait till about 8:30, 8:45 before I start really talking about things a lot of times. Yeah, give them time to get in, you know. But you got a few, but no need of letting these people that's on here just listen to music. But if somebody would have reached out and see if they could have caught one in the morning show, guys probably could have told them to come on over because a lot of times they be on there talking and then they say, oh, shit, the Big Eddie show on, the Uncle Ash show on, and then they come in. They might be just waiting for it to come on, you know, and they ain't watching the clock. Yeah. That's why I was saying to give somebody a call and see if they on there.
Yeah.
But, you know, Kid and them all going to come on in a minute. Kid ain't made it just in a few more, but they coming on in here slow, man. They don't ever just rush into our show, so we just be patient at the start. That's why I usually play 3 or 4 songs before I start on my show. But a lot of time when I do that, when they hear the song, they just jump back out and call back. So I say, what the hell, might as well start talking and keep the ones that's around, you know. Instead of playing the music, because you can't say hello and maybe one of them will want to talk or something. But I'm here with you, man. So whatever you want to talk about, you can always repeat it again. Come on.
I kind of like what we touched on last night. I kind of like what we touched on last night. You know,
Go ahead, sharpen the knife, then, bro. I can't remember everything.
Yeah.
So much going on.
Yeah. Same thing I want to somebody speaking on the volume already know.
Yeah.
At the 6th of August, we got Big Drag at Byron Dragway. Oh, boy, we got some races out there. We got some old-timers coming back from the U.S. 30 times, y'all. It's going to be a ball. And then the other part, they're going to open the door up on Sunday. Y'all come out there and eat until all the food disappears. But he's gonna have some nice cars there, and we got some nice good races that's going on, you know. And I just want to make sure that I put myself in a position so that I can announce to you all circumstances, you know. And y'all going out there and have y'allself a good time and enjoy yourself, because this is what it's all about. I promise y'all, from what I understand and from what I'm seeing, y'all ain't got to be sitting around all day waiting on no racing either. I believe it's going to be a pretty good event. So we asking all you all that can support and want to support and will support, go out there and support and enjoy yourselves. That's one of the first things I wanted to put out there. Second thing is, the topic is kind of speaking on last night. We were talking about old school. And the old school that we were speaking about has something to do with everybody having their own personal opinion, because we don't want to designate nobody to who's right or who's wrong and so forth and so on. Just it all was opinionated. You know, and they were talking about some of the greatest races that it has been on the street that we knew of, you know. And we kind of touched on the subject, and the subject got real good, you know. And I kind of enjoyed myself with that, you know, because it's a lot of these guys, and it's a lot of people that be on the show, really, honestly, and truly don't know what it is. It is, because it's so much a different and a change in a race. They still racing, you know, but it's just it's not a comparison to what it was back in the time. You know, and them guys used to line up in twos. There'd be about maybe 20 or 30 people in line. And after the first two go, then the next two go. Then the next two would go. And the next two go. Sometimes you start out on a Friday night when the people get off from work, and that race can go all night long until daybreak. When daybreak comes, the people would turn around and get together and go and have breakfast and stuff, and then they'll turn around later on that day, and they'll end up coming right back again all the whole weekend. You know, and we've had some great guys to come through that back during that time. And now, because as you know, as the era and the times changes, there's always somebody else that stepped up. Well, somebody else that stepped out, somebody else stepping in. You know, but we just want to see y'all get a chance to enjoy yourselves as much as we have enjoyed ourselves. And, y'all going out there, so that's what you're out there for. You're out there to enjoy yourselves. All that other rhetoric and foolishness and stuff is not important, you know. And that's mainly what I was wanting to touch on when I was getting ready to start the show on, because, you know, they got the stage. The racers have the stage, and everybody's coming to watch them perform. You give a good performance, somebody's going to want to come back and see you perform again. You give a bad performance, it might make people leery. But because you got a lot of people that's lovers of this game. They love to see it. They love to see how fast the cars go. They got friends out there, you know, which is a very important factor, too. You know, when you come out there and see your friends or some old-time friends and stuff, and y'all laugh and joke, speak about old times, and then when if somebody go to Hollywood race or so far and so on, you get on over there where you're going to be at and sit back or stand up or whatever you're going to do and watch the races. So that's what's bringing everybody together in the first place. You know, so when a person have the stage, then everybody wants to sit back and watch it perform. So the main thing I wanted to say of that is, you know, for the last month and a half, 2 months, I've been hearing a whole lot of stuff that really honestly, actually, in my opinion, okay, this is my opinion, don't need to be said and don't need to be done. The track is a place where you come to race your car and enjoy yourself. You know, and that's what everybody needs to look forward to. You know? That's the most important thing about, you know, that session that's going on is for people to come and perform, you know. So, you know, we just want everybody to have a good time. That's all. Yeah. But,
okay.
Hey, D, you on here? He might be then walked off for a second.
Hey, Uncle Larry.
But,
Hey, Uncle Larry. Yeah, I wanted to say a little something right quick before you get started real
come
good.
On,
I want to do a little shout-out for Bobby Cole. You know, Bobby Cole, real good guy. And everybody using like going see him. And he got a Rumble in the Jungle. It's going to be July 21st and July 22nd. Dallas, Alabama International Dragway. Alabama International Dragway. He got to lock in with Deja Vu versus the Memphis Gangster. It's going to be on that night. So I just wanted to give a little shout out to let everybody know. Saturday night, $17,000. I don't know if that's a grudge race or a shootout, but they got it up there. Rumble in the Jungle. Alabama International Dragway. Yes, sir. $5,000. Shootout, $1,500 buy-in. I think I'm saying that right. I hope I'm saying that right. But that's what it is, y'all. Y'all know how to get in touch with Bobby Cole with the Memphis Gangster and get all the information y'all need. Yes, sir. But he sent this to me, so I'm going to plug him. I plugged him last night, but I didn't have the plug on me. I got the plug right here tonight, so I just want to let everybody know. July 21st and 22nd, Rumble in the Jungle, Alabama International Dragway. All right, Uncle Larry.
By the cold. Yes, sir. All right.
And also Uncle Larry, we ain't got the dates yet, but I'm waiting on Vaughn to set the dates up. I believe it's somewhere around September 6th or something like that. I'm not for sure. But, you know, Vaughn going to be putting this thing together, and we definitely got to plug Vaughn and get him what we can get him because he's a down-earth guy.
Oh,
he help us as much as he can.
Yeah, well, we're going to put it out verbal, but if you got some pluggers, you got to do nothing but just, you know, get some pluggers and stuff. You know, we're going to help him out to do whatever it is that he's doing so he can be successful at whatever it is that he needs to do.
Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff coming up. And then I don't know exact date. I've seen it. I got to look at it again. Sean, Drag Nation News. I don't know. These guys need to come on the show and make their presence felt. And they're right here with us. They're always welcome to come on and talk about their races. They're getting close by. I don't know which one comes before the other one, but they know. So if they can, they need to do it in ABC, alphabetical order, and try to, you know, not run over the other person. Let's help each other out. That's the way things grow right there. We got to help each other out. So I definitely know Sean got one coming. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, one coming. I don't know where, like you say, we haven't heard anything yet, but eventually we will. And you want to be announced, so that's what we do. We announce stuff.
Yes, sir.
But I can.
But other than that, man, what else going on, man? I mean, you know, last night, you know, what you did to D and Brother Kid, it wasn't the nicest thing in the world what you did, man. And I just wanted to let you know how I felt about it.
Credit and credibility.
Yes, sir.
Don't take your credit in.
Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure ain't nobody got no problem with you taking the credit in. Yes, indeed. I thought Kid would have been on here by now.
I don't see him yet, but when he get on here, hit that one button when he ready to come on in here.
Yeah. Well, I had this one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, ask them, put the brass knuckles down.
Yeah.
There's somewhere else to use them. Don't use them at the track. You know, young people and, you know, the children and wives and cousins and the brothers and all that. And a lot of times they don't think those youngsters be paying no attention, man. Them youngsters don't miss nothing, man. They see everything.
Oh,
is so
far
so on, man. Yeah, yeah, the youngsters still sit back, man, and watch. And listen, and all that. Put the brass knuckle down, man. Take it to the ring somewhere. Don't bring it to the track. Come to the track and have your ball. Have you watch you some racing, some good racing. Have you a nice sandwich. See some of your old-time friends. And, you know, that's what this is about. You know, that's what the plug of it. That's what the announcement is up for. A race. Satan event. Or a race. And you won the platform. You know, I've been hearing a lot of that lately. That needs to go. It needs to disappear. It don't need to be up in here. You know, it needs to go. And all Uncle Larry can do is ask. Uncle Larry can't tell nobody what to do. That ain't what this guy's doing, but Uncle Larry is doing over here. Uncle Larry is only promoting fellowship and love. That's all I'm promoting. Is that about anything else other than that? They have to find it in another section of the drag racing book because on this page here is not over here. You know, I thought I heard my buddy Kid. Kid, did I hear you, Kid?
Yep, yep.
What's going on, Kid?
Nothing much.
Yeah. Hey, Kid.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the one put Chuck on y'all? Was it me or was it that other fella?
I don't know. I forgot who it was now.
Oh, man.
So much shit be happening. You can't keep up with all this shit.
Can't keep up with it yet.
Uh-uh. I don't even try.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, Uncle Larry.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I want to do a little fan appreciation like I did after the show for those who might have didn't hear it, you know, that. But I want to say for our event, the fans came out. And we didn't have to hear about how dirty the track was. They did a real good job of making it to the garbage cans and a few little pieces that I saw. Hey, you know, when somebody didn't make it to the garbage can, I mean, it's standing beside it. I picked it up, had my cousin pick it up and dump it down in the garbage. But that's what we're supposed to do, man. I mean, it was a good event. The fans, you know, we can criticize them. We can compliment them too, you know, for doing their job. Everybody came out ahead of a nice time, and and they did a real good job of keeping the track pretty clean and everything. So that's for our fan appreciation. We had no trouble that day, and everything went well, and everybody enjoyed themselves.
Yeah, and hope it continue on.
Yes, sir. We want to do it at every event. Yeah,
that's right.
We're looking for the same thing at all the events. Everybody be, everybody be conscious of what they're doing and try to think about these things to keep our tracks and everything where everybody can enjoy themselves and everything. And it turned out real nice.
Yeah. Absolutely. They really did just that. Matter of fact, I don't even remember seeing no little bit in it. Might have been some, but I didn't see it.
Yeah, they had a lot of pretty potty spreading around, and they helped a lot of people that couldn't walk all the way from one end to the track to the other to go to the bathroom. You know, they had it real nice. They had a lot of garbage cans along the fence and everything. People could put it in. There's been times where you couldn't hardly spot a garbage can, so the people weren't going to hold it in their hands all day. So you give them something to throw it into, they used it. That was a good job for the track, too, on doing that on their behalf. Yes, sir. That's one thing I know about Byron. Byron had porta potties and garbage cans everywhere, too, so it shouldn't be no problem now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, basically, all you got to practice is cleaning up behind yourself, and you won't have no problems.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You know, Chuck probably out partying today, so he and D won't be saying he's scared to come on the show. I won't let y'all know in advance. Chuck be out on the boat, man. It's a nice night tonight. It ain't raining out south. I don't know. I heard it was hitting in the city a little earlier, but the boats is a little bit towards the south, so he probably out there on the boat with his meals doing his thing. He got the party, he say. I don't know if it's new to him, but it ain't new to me. He talking about something you don't understand. It, we be partying out there. Chuck, I've been doing that a long time till I couldn't get out there no more, man. Yes, sir. Party down, Chuck. I got you, man. I got your back. I ain't going to let nobody fuck with you no more like that. All right, y'all.
Teddy, you must have seen the kid was on there. The kid heard you, man.
What?
Yeah, kid on here.
Well, you know, clear my man, clear my man, too, but I can't let him throw Chuck out there like that, man. I ain't like that, man. Yeah. No, Chuck ain't scared of nobody when it comes to racing, man. Why would he come on the shows other than partying?
I do think
Terrio kind of scared him last night, because Terrio said, racing 2000. He said, no, take it up to 3,000 and you got it. Terrio say, okay, 3,000. Well, take it to 3,500. I said, oh, shit, that don't sound right. Now he's climbing the ladder.
Yeah, did Ryan and Vic lock in?
I think they've been locked in. They were locked in before my show. Really? Yeah, they were locked in from the morning show or some shit like that. I think it's at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, all I can say is I hope they don't wait all night because the track going to be closing down around about 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Greg put it out there. 10 o'clock.
Yeah. They got to, then when they go there, they got to throw down.
Hey, you used to just stay open that long, so they got to bless them for that. I said they used to close at dark.
Yeah, but I think they got lights out there now, bro.
Yeah, last time we
got
there, they had the portable light. Yeah.
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 Yep, because the guy that got the track, I think he raced too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Kids, you're going to get a chance to see a lot of your old buddies, kid.
So what?
You're going to get a chance to see a whole lot of your old buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 And you got a lot of them, too, boy. The boys know you all the way back from way, what they call it, way back yonder. Yeah. Anybody want to put their hand up and come in and chit-chat with us? Still welcome now. Always. Hey, Ed.
Yeah, Uncle Larry.
I think the official lockup was on your show. Now, I know beforehand they had talked about it, but they couldn't come up with a time and the rest of the steps they did on your show. And I remember I wish Vic was on here. Vic was on
no, they did on the back line. They did on the back line. Ryan ain't been on my show in a while.
Okay. Yeah.
Eddie, did you
Eddie,
that you knew Sonny from 33rd and King Drive or Psychedelic Shack back in the day?
Sonny was my family. That was my dad's first cousin. That was his son at the track with me when we was at the last event. That's Brian, one of his sons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We used to call him Uncle Sonny because he was so much older, and he was right along with my dad and them. So, you know, us being kids, we figured they were brothers. And we used to call him Uncle Sonny, but he actually is the first cousin, him and his brother Buddy. His sister Celeria and all of them, Tina, all of them were family. The other one that owned the Ritz Hotel and all that, it was all family. And so, yes, sir. Well, they was around, man. It sure would be a lot of fun having them around because they was like our CWs and stuff in racing. You know, they was the ones to come around and talk to you and teach you, you know, and stuff like that. And I love to have them around, and my Uncle Truman. They were the ones that always kept us at the track when we was babies, man. You know. Track.
That's the way James. That's the way James Best was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, where these folks at? Come on, y'all. Come on in and holler at us, man. Yeah, man, well, we know we got a lot of good things. This is going to be happening the rest of this year. And we hope everybody can do the right thing to make them pleasant. Y'all see, Willie Dog reached out and put a thing out there so we can all, we all know the brother too, Devil Horse and his family. Say he lost his mom. We can all give a prayer out and keep the, keep them in our prayers. As they go through what they going through. Dog say you're going to have a special show Monday to bring graces to Devil Horse and his family out of Alabama. Everybody know Devil Horse. So I guess that's all the news I got for y'all other than what I posted last night. And about Hot Dog, I haven't heard no information on him yet. Yeah, man. But you know what, Uncle Larry? Uncle Larry.
Where your co-host go, Eddie?
He the host. I'm the co-host tonight. I'm the co-host, kid.
Oh, okay.
And for me, oh, we got a hand up. Oh, he fell off. That's what happened. Hey, you. Okay, we got him back now. Hey, Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir.
You know what you did,
you said,
man.
You,
that was...
You said... You say you're the co-host, man.
Yeah, I'm the co-host. Not tonight. You the host. Shit, this your show, man. Everybody think I'm the host, but I got to tell y'all this.
A bullshit. I bet you they out there new Dota.
Yeah.
It's dry enough on to be out over there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, buddy.
What brother D at, man? I know he on here, ain't he?
Yeah, D on here somewhere. I would imagine.
Well, just so he can hear me and everything, I just want to tell him a kid that I thought about it, and I want to apologize, man, for putting Chuck on the ass.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I want to apologize, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all accept my apology, man?
Oh yeah.
What about you, brother D?
What? A bullshit.
Yeah, boy. That sound like Chucky.
Yeah. Well, man.
Yeah, sound like Chucky.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Brother Chuck, if you're out there on the boat, man, doing the disco duck and everything, you get a chance, just give us a shout, man. The bills ain't going nowhere.
Oh, man, not the Miller.
Yes, sir, Miller Highlight.
I wonder why everybody's scared to raise their hand and come in and chit chat with us.
I don't know, Uncle Ray. Some nights to be that way. Yeah. Some nights to just be like that, man. You know, it's a nice Saturday night. People probably, you know, Saturday nights and Friday nights is one of the hardest nights to have a show and get participation.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of times people got plans on them nights, but we normally usually have enough people still to come in and make a show and raise their hands and everything, but we got a hand up.
Hey, what's up, big? It's Marvin Maine.
What up, Marvin Maine?
Oh, man, taking it easy. Man, let me tell you something. Oh, these niggas ain't got shit going on. We older. I mean, we ain't doing shit but sitting in the cut, you know, might be in the garage fucking with these cars and shit like that. But otherwise, man, we ain't got a whole lot of shit going on for the most part.
That's up.
Motherfuckers just sitting back listening on the phone. That's all they doing. Trust me.
Yeah, man, how's coming down there on your end, Marvin? How things coming?
Oh, it's coming pretty good, man. Can't complain. Anytime you fucking with, you know, chassis shops or carburetor people or converter people, you always left in the balance. You know what I mean? So whenever they get done, that's when they done, and that's when you get your shit.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, yeah. So, yeah.
Hey, anybody out there got a nice hot rod street car they want to sell, preferably old school Camaro, old school Malibu, you know, give me a holler. I'm on the market for one. So if anybody got one, a real nice old school street car, Camaro, Malibu, or something that can be put back in order in good shape, give me a holler. I'm interested.
Chevelle? What year Malibu?
You can, where they started to about a 69-70.
Oh, so shit, that's about a 60. Ooh, that's 64, 63.
67
possibly.
On the Camaro, 64 on the Malibu, yeah. 64 on
right,
the Camaro. 64, I mean, 67 on the Camaro, 64 on the Malibu. To about 70.
Oh, okay.
There's some that, you know, close real to it, like the 72, 71, or something like that there. You'd be interested in looking into them, too, no matter whether it's a drop top or a hard top.
Call, man.
Y'all can hit me up y'all can hit me on Facebook, Mudbone, on Facebook.
Mudbone.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Grab all that.
You ain't seen nothing down there with yet, is you, Ma?
You know what? I ain't even been in the market. I ain't even been searching or none of that. I mean, you know, now that I know, you know what I mean? I can keep an eye out. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I never out. That's the easy part.
Yeah,
I'm supposed to be posting shit all day, every day.
Yes, sir.
And the Camaro, what,
yes,
60, And then through 69, which Camaro are you looking for?
Yeah, basically the 69, but we probably look at a 70. I like them 70 split bumpers too, so, you know, anything
oh,
like
you,
that. Them some pretty cars, man.
Hey,
huh?
I just seen a split bumper. I just seen a split bumper for sale.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. That bitch was clean. Nice, too.
Yes, sir. Preferably the SS, Z28s, and stuff like that. Rally. Even probably a rally sport, you know.
Yeah.
But definitely the SS and the Zs. Yes, sir.
Yeah, all I know is I seen a 70 and a half, I think, split bumper or something. Bitch
yes, sir.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that bitch was nice, man.
You can't beat that car in that 69, man. Them some nice cars.
No, I'm talking about a 70.
That's what I'm saying. The 70, them 2 years right there, I love both of them.
Yes, okay.
I love both
okay,
of them
yeah.
body styles, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, hell yeah. Ugh, these motherfuckers on the morning so early, as you tell ass on the motherfucking mic. Oh,
yeah, man.
A lot to say. Yeah,
them niggas probably still over on that morning show, man.
Man, them niggas ain't on shit. They probably on your shit listening and ain't willing to say a word.
Yeah. Well, some of the morning show numbers that I do know by heart, I don't see them on there, but some of them guys be on the shows, I don't know their numbers because they be on the other each other lines, you know. So.
Right, right. Then, you know, hell, some of them might be taking a goddamn nap, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then get up, then get on the line.
Yeah,
like
man.
I did earlier, shit, I took a goddamn nap, shit. And I look up, I say, God damn, okay, shit. Eddie's showing them on. Let me dial the number. You feel me? So,
yeah,
they
man.
Do the same shit. They do the same shit, I'm sure. Hold on. Got a Buick calling me. Hold on.
Anybody got any questions, anything they want to talk about? Hit the one button, talk to Uncle Dad. He got the answer for you.
And if I don't, I'm going to try to get it.
No, shit.
I got a question for Uncle Larry.
No,
yeah,
shit.
Come on with it.
Get fried.
Hey, Big Eddie, tell him he's on the Big Eddie show right now.
No, it's Uncle Larry show.
Oh, well, yeah. Friday, Saturday, yeah. Okay,
there you have it.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, how you gentlemen doing?
What's up,
right,
what's going on? Who this again?
Maybe ain't no gentleman on the phone. We'll try it again. How y'all doing then?
How you doing?
I'm foul.
Yeah.
Life
sir.
Is good.
Yes,
sir.
That's what's the topic? What's the topic? Buick boys
you
to
the topic.
Front. What's the conversation? Let me have some input. Turn down, baby.
You can come on in here and talk about whatever you want to talk about, bro. Come on down.
I really don't have a conversation. I can only add on to what's being said. That's it. I'm an addition. I can only add to the conversation. I can never take away. I'm not a detractor. Got me confused with one of them other guys.
Subtractor.
No, I don't do that. I do addition.
What's your name, brother? What's your name? I didn't get it.
Dancer's my name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Country you into this hot rod Friday. Thing? This the dancer from the west side?
Country yes, sir.
Country yes, sir. What's been happening, man?
Everything is good. It's all good. I ain't had no bad yet.
Hey, what you got playing, oh, man? You ain't bouncing back out there yet?
Oh, well, you know, in due time, I can only do what I can do.
Yes, sir.
It's just a matter of time, though. Have you ever heard Brooke Benton? He got a song that says, "Just a Matter of Time."
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's how I go. Just a matter of time.
I hadn't heard from you in a long time, man. It's a pleasure to hear you again, man.
Well, I've been good. You know, they can tell you from the background, I've been good. Life is good.
Yes, sir.
Great day
good.
To be alive.
That's great. Yes, sir. Yeah. That's for sure.
I'm actually leaving the beach, getting off the boat. Man, it's lovely.
Oh, man.
It's lovely. It's lovely.
See, what else? What else is it? You know, pretty yellow with that long ass hair.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, hey, listen, all things understood need not be explained or discussed. It is what it is. You're right here with the seat, laid back and the leg on the desk, headed to the killing flow.
Oh, that's a killing flow? Boy, you went way back.
Oh, Mom, you don't know about that. That's
you crazy boy.
But I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this to the drag racing thing.
Yeah.
It won't be long, but it'll take what it'll take.
All day.
But it won't be long. And I'm showing up with the mantra that I left with. I got to be the greatest. I'm something like Ali in his prime. Yeah, I'm going to stand on that with a Buick.
To the Lennies and the Terrios.
Lennies, Terrios, Skin. That don't mean.
Yeah,
since you started, since you named calling, when have they ever meant anything? I'm going to ask this question. When have they ever meant anything to me? Check my track record. It speaks for itself.
Yeah, you start that ass up now.
Yeah, check my track record. I ain't buying them. I'm not going to bar them. And there's some few more we'll add to that list along the way.
Yeah,
but
I didn't
come here to do too much talking.
Right.
I'm a band about that, you know, I'm about that action.
Yeah.
So when I start talking, I'm ready for action.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just priming the oil pump right now. Yeah. Big Eddie and Uncle Larry. And Uncle Larry, I'm just priming the oil pump. Yeah, the main. Lion Honey, check it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bouncing this thing.
Hey, Pip, how many small blocks you going to work?
I don't care nothing about no small block. Not no nigga with one.
Mm.
I don't give a fuck about no nigga with a small block.
No.
A small block, Chevrolet, Ford, Pontiac. I don't give a fuck about none of them. Mm.
What you going to do to a big block if he come at you in the wrong fashion?
Depend on who it is and what it is.
He come at you in the wrong fashion.
Even lions, which is what I am, sometimes bag up. Say, that's a little bit too big a game to be hunting. We're going to leave that one alone and catch a weak motherfucker. That's a smart line. He catch a motherfucking bull that weak. He don't want the strongest bull. He want one that's weak, limping.
Right.
Yeah, if I catch a motherfucking big block limping, I'm going to choke his motherfucking ass. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And you can quote me.
No,
I don't get on the shows, Uncle Larry and
Big Eddie.
Because I'm not there yet.
But you're close.
I understand that.
Close. By you done, you're close enough, but I ain't there yet.
Yeah.
But when I do, I'm going to be ready for action. So it doesn't make sense to be talking about going to battle and you ain't even got a gun.
Hmm.
What the fuck are you starting to say? Listen, a fool.
You got a gun, but maybe no bullets.
A fool will start a fight and ain't even got a gun. I'm a damn near. Hey, listen, I ain't trying to bluff them up. I ain't pump faking. I'm shooting the J. I'm going to shoot my.
Hell yeah.
I ain't pump faking this shit. Listen, if I go to war, I damn near got it won before the motherfucker gets started. Remember that. And Uncle Larry and Big Eddie, I want y'all to remember this. I don't care who I'm going to war with. And you look and say, Pimp ain't got no business around him. You know what you better do? You better get on David's side because he slayed Goliath. You better get on David's side. I got a slingshot. I got a slingshot. And I'm trying to knock one of these giants upside their head. Listen, what do I have to lose if I aim for them and miss? It was expected. But what if I dethrone one? Uh-oh.
Yes,
slippers
sir.
Count.
Yes, sir.
Slippers count. And check my track record. I've been dethroned. That don't mean nothing to me. I hear certain people say certain things to my, well, I ran Sukkot, and I was Sukkot. I don't really want to name because I don't want to start no shit with them because I ain't ready to do battle.
Because right.
when I call their name, I'm going to be ready to do something with them.
Yes, sir.
See, when I don't like it, I do something about it. Yeah.
Like the Lennies, the Preacher Boys, the Skins, all that, right?
Well, since you naming names, Marvin, I ain't. You know, you naming names. But wait, I'm just going to ask a question.
Yeah.
But it ever meant to me.
Yeah.
See, but it ever meant to me. It ain't. Listen, you can get some of my money, I can get some of yours.
That's it.
I just told you, I always came in underdog. I had a Buick, man, junkyard shit. Oh, Jackson and Tarrant Kilborn over there at the junkyard is where I started from.
Jackson
and Kilborn out the junkyard.
Yes, sir.
I ain't even tell you about Lake and Avis because that'll start another fight.
Oh,
I owned them.
Yeah, right.
I owned them.
Hey, guess what? Listen, Pip. That nigga Deucey talked a lot of shit, man. But I told him, Deucey, you know we own Lake and Avis, man. We killed a lot of their ass over there.
I really owned them.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, the phone breaking up, boy. Your phone breaking up.
Sounds like it fell out.
Not yet. He ain't fell off yet, but he got interference. Oh, here you go. Hold on. All right.
Only a fool look the truth in the face and call it a lie. I can't argue with that. But every mama know I own that. I'm fucking neighbor. With a
hey, you in a bad area. Your shit is still breaking up.
Oh, yeah. I'm riding, you know, in High Side.
I hear you now. You clear.
Yeah, I see, I'm riding in High Side, you know. I said, I took a 79 Buick Regal and pimped Lake and Avis. Pimped it out. Pee-wee was on Lake and Avis. Walt was on Lake and Avis. John B. was on Lake and Avis. I never got a hold of Deucey with that car, but I whooped him with a celebrity I had.
Deucey claimed he was a drag racer, man.
Deucey claimed he what?
He was a drag racer.
Listen, I'm not going to get into living their own legacy. And it's called history for a reason. It's his story. But you can check facts on what I'm talking about.
All day.
Check my record. If these brothers were to pool individuals that's been around. Listen, I'm not going to call a big drag name. I don't want to do that.
Right.
I'm not in the name caller. I'm just saying, they know me from being around drag racing.
Oh, yeah.
Long time. And not just being around it, ruling it. Ruling it. Ruling it.
Yes, sir.
At the top of my game, with all these players around, talking about, I bet you can't whoop this one. I said, bring it on. You say this a bad one, right? It's a bad. Hey, Uncle Larry, hold on, wait, Uncle Larry. You ain't like my attitude, neither. Stop it for a minute, Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir.
Uncle Larry, I just want Uncle Larry to fess up. He ain't like my attitude neither, because what I told him what I'd do to a motherfucking little block was nothing. Huh? Uncle Larry was around. He said, Dad, we're going to fix your dinner. I said, I'm waiting, because I'm a bad mamma jamma. Listen, they give me the little award at the Big Sham them show. They give me the award. I went on stage and say, ain't a motherfucker in here with a small block Chevy going to do nothing to me. And as the year turning, when the season start again, I'm going to have to whoop you big blocks, because I'm tired of running small blocks. I left with that attitude. That's how I'm coming back. I want to run some big blocks now.
Be careful.
Well, that's what I asked for.
I'm on the platform now.
That's what I asked for.
Yeah, the nigga Yak, he looking for all that shit.
Man, didn't Didi take a streetcar and pimp him out with Lil Mama? They took a little horn, hot. He took a little horn, took that little horn, Lil Mama. She cocked her leg on him and hit on him, showed him that thing, and then he got caught looking, and she was gone with his wallet. Tell me, the man, listen, these motherfucking Buicks is pimping around here. You don't talk about who the real pimp is. Pick a Buick.
That's all.
I'm finna get put off the show now. I'm finna get put off the show now. I mentioned Didi's name. Uh-oh. You Buick boy.
No, you ain't. No, you ain't gonna get put off no show.
Uncle Larry, now I asked for you a minute ago when I said what I was gonna do to them little blocks, and you was...
There you go again. Can't hear you, Dad.
No, he wasn't even... He wasn't even able to hear you when you responded to him. He said he acted for you. He didn't hear you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, man. They're in a bad area.
Yeah.
But
I did.
Somebody goes. I think you fell off. Yeah, I think Marvin fell off. He was on Marvin line, I do believe.
Yeah, he was on Marvin line.
Yeah, he fell off. He'd be back.
Yeah. I thought I heard Elrod on him.
Yeah.
He had a question he wanted to ask. Still on here, Mr. Elrod. Yeah, buddy.
Hey, kid, where you at, man?
What up, Eddie?
Yeah, my dude. There he is.
Come on. Come on, scoop me up, man. I got you, man. Let's go to AP Deli's, man. Let's go.
Oh, man, I was over there the other day.
That's all right.
Kid, do you remember a country pimp?
Who?
Dancer. Anybody named Dancer?
Oh, man. One of Didi's proteges.
Yeah, yeah. He was just on there, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Coming back to racing, huh?
Yeah, that's what he say. He say, had a theater deal you sold.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. They could use a few more Buicks in the grudge racing world.
Yeah.
I will get a hand back up. They back, Uncle Larry.
That man calling. Listen. He ain't said, listen, I ain't going to disagree with him.
Buick, kid.
I'm not going to disagree with him name calling. You can name call. You ain't saying nothing wrong. You ain't lied on me. But let me pick my battles.
Kid, why you say you need a few more beers, kid? Why you need a few more beers?
Come on, pimp homie, yo.
Make it interesting, man.
Pick up a little bit.
Yeah. Is that low rider?
Yes, it is.
What would it be like, low rider? Yeah, just hanging. That's it. Hanging my both hands, trying to hang on.
Here's what it is.
That's it. It's nothing new.
Make the best what we can with what we got.
That's it, man. I was satisfied with my kids, sir. They need a few more Buicks in the race. I figured he was trying to say they need something to whoop on. I didn't want to see what he was saying.
No, that ain't what he was saying. What he said, he needed me and you a few more. That's two. A few is two. That's me and you.
That's it.
You come on back to the game and finish. And finish choking the life out of what's left of these boys. Yeah, that's what you say. That's the way I took it on Lowrider.
A bullshit.
A few is a two. That's good enough. Me and you. Me and you.
Well,
mm-hmm. Hey, look, Mr. Clark is already in the game. A few is me and D. And what's already
yep.
here? Oh, you better pick.
Right.
You better catch on. It's going to be a test later.
Making a return.
That was already understood.
You keep on talking. I'm going to goddamn start slaying them Buicks now. You keep on talking.
Oh, shit.
And then I woke up.
And I slayed these old Buicks.
Hey, listen. Those Mary Poppins stories are great when you're telling them to the grandbabies. That shit sounds good. Listen, because I'm going to speak to facts already. Now, punk here. Uncle Larry. And what's the other gentleman's name?
Big Eddie.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, but I want y'all to stop me. Stop me when I start lying. Do them Buicks stick their chest out? Do they win races they ain't got no business even engaged in? Do they try things?
Yeah.
And they come out victorious.
I've seen it happen.
You seen them come out on top more so than not. In a game, they ain't got no business even hunting in. We going hunting with 9mm, and these motherfuckers got bazookas.
Oh, man.
And we picking them off like snipers. So what he said didn't scare me. What he said didn't scare me. Shit, he only made me braver. I don't be like the lion going in the water with the alligator to get a piece of that meat he's eating on. I'm hungry too, shit.
Come
on. I'm going to fight him.
Yeah.
Ain't no folding. I'm a gangster. Gotta take what I want. They ain't giving nothing out here.
Yo, no bullshit.
Always have been.
Like,
Check my file. Check my file and tell me I ain't a gangster. And it's drag racing shit. Then you ain't checked it properly. You being biased when you read. You not a supporter. You not a fan.
I hear you, Danfer.
I'm just speaking facts. It is what it is.
I know what you did at the end of your career.
Hey, Marvin, ain't no end. I took a pause for the cause. Yeah.
You caught that, huh?
Ali took a break and came back. Fuck you talking about. I said I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest.
Yeah.
Something like Ali in his prime. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. Something like Ali in his prime. That's my motto. I got to give the people what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the people's champ. Oh, and I'm going to further back that up. I'm the people's champ. They want to see me win. You better get on my side, man.
Where all the
seven boys? How y'all get dancing over here tonight, man? How y'all get this shit? How y'all get them on here?
That was me on some bullshit. That was
Marvin on some bullshit. I didn't even know he was throwing me, and I'm leaving this beach party, headed up here to this hotel, me and this little lovely, and I understand me on 75, and I called Marvin because I ain't rap with him, this bullshit a minute, and then he tell me you on the show. I said, man, don't do me like that. You know I'm a, you know I ain't had a couple cocktails sitting
Marvin,
on the beach, sun going
Marvin
down.
Be
this mother turned orange. It looked like a grapefruit, the different color the sun was turning.
The
motherfucker was orange, bright orange, then it got light pink, then the motherfucker got like, I don't know, it started fading on me. He said, baby, it's time to go. The sharks is I said, there ain't no way to
go. Yes, sir.
I'm looking for all the Chevrolet boys, man. Where they at?
Hey, Marvin, I can't threaten them. Really, I can't because I really don't have a dog.
No. I'm just saying, in, you know, response to what you've been talking about, you know, how the Buick's been doing, shit like that. Nothing, you know, all out. But, yeah, I'm just
I don't even have chatter. I can't say anything because I'm not ready.
But you done said it all, shit.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody responded.
I said enough, though. I said I'm a valiant defender of the game, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to play it, and I'm going to play it well.
Yes, sir.
And I'm like Ali in his motherfucking prime.
I got to give it to you because I know
something like Ali.
Give it to you.
You don't have to. They do. Why the fuck they bow? That's why they bow. They're going to say you might be my friend. But, you know, even the detractors got to say, well, yeah, that nigga did that. That nigga did that. That nigga did that.
Yeah,
that nigga did that. Even, hey, listen, Marvin.
Yeah.
Nigga do come up and say he did that.
Oh, yeah. Man, y'all know that.
Hey, ask Big Dragon Mike. They were standing on the fence when I whooped Odell Reed and that other boy. They shook their head. I said, I don't know what you're shaking your head for. I promise you that.
I say,
show me another good small block. I say, man, I say, ain't none, I don't believe it's one out here. Show me another good one, because I just choked that one.
Yes, sir. Hey, Big Eddie, he told their ass up. I ain't going to lie. He told their ass up. He told a lot of people ass up. Yeah,
hey, Big Eddie, I'm going to put their business in the street for a minute.
Oh, man.
You know, I might have did it on the inner circle, but I ain't never really did it on the grand scale. Yeah, this is something they can go back and replay and do all that. So this is big. Oh my goodness, what am I doing here? Let me see here. They had the small block, all aluminum, and some old fancy heads on it with a ton of RAM and a big dominator.
Oh, man.
And they searched me for how long, Marvin? About an hour in the staging lane? They searched me about an hour, right? Darryl Reed fell out on his back and said, oh, man, he had a flashlight, he had a microscope. They had three good mechanics. That was, it was three good mechanics, so-called anyway. And, they say, you won't look. I say, I don't know what I'm looking at. I ain't even got to really look at you. I say, you won't look at him, did he? He say, well, I'll check it. He come back and say, Pimp, they got this, and this. I said, okay. Got another 500, Dory, since y'all got all that good shit. That's what I'm looking for. A good fight. See, I'm not just here to rob. I'm not looking to catch somebody handicapped, wounded. I'm looking for competition.
Real shit, though. Real shit.
I'm looking for competition.
Yeah.
I like competition. I want a good fight. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. So when they say that was it, I raise the pot. I say, this is the motherfucker I've been looking for. Big Dragon Mike told me, say, you through now.
Yeah.
Choked him out. When I ran up with him and put that old Buick in two, I looked for him. Y'all heard me.
Yes,
I said, we ran up together I stuck that Buick in two, and then I looked for him. He was nowhere to be found. I started snorting on it. I say this weak motherfucker. I say this weak motherfucker. I say this weak motherfucker fucking with me. I'm a killer. He didn't see I was painted. My motor was dressed in black. Killers dressed in black. You don't catch no motherfucker riding no killer around here wearing pink, fuchsia, blue, silver. Killers dressed in black.
Not with a Buick, dog.
Man, I had that Buick motor draped in black. I say, you don't see that killer? He said, where? He said, man, I said, you a fool. Muscle to muscle.
Yeah.
A damn motherfucker.
But you know what? It strikes me as odd because the mic is so quiet right now. Usually you'll have motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, pressing the one button and shit like that. But, boy, you must dig your goddamn thing back then because they ain't motherfucker quiet.
It ain't no back then, man. That shit ain't over. That's just what's to come. that's what's to come.
And Big Ed,
I'm gonna do it with it. I'm gonna do the best I can with what I got. I understand
all
that.
All day.
And I gotta give the people what they want, and I'm not coming here begging and borrowing. I ain't never did it.
No.
I can't recall any nigga in drag racing ever gave me anything.
Mm-mm.
But I can tell you what I did. Let a nigga spray at me, and I ran on the motor. So you can do what you want, but I don't even want to look at you, nigga.
Put a name on it.
I don't have to. They know who they are. See, mommy, you starting shit. They know who they are. They can wear that bad. Listen, they know who they are.
Hey, Dancer.
What up, Yak?
I'm listening. Hey, man,
why
put that motherfucker back together while I could choke your motherfucking ass, man.
Man, he took little mama, a full street car and drugged you. You ain't gonna do nothing to me. Stop talking to me.
Stop talking to me and call DD number.
773. Oh, you know the rest.
I
want to
call your
playing.
Number, nigga. You on here goddamn
playing.
Talking like you a damn stop preacher.
Playing.
You on here
you
talking
know I'm
like
a gangster,
you a preacher,
nigga. Hey, Yak. Ain't you on my fan page?
hey, man.
You a gangster's only fan.
Put that real motherfucker back together. Watch, I choke the fuck out of it, man.
It's champagne.
Damn.
Champagne. Goldie still pimping, nigga. You're going to find out in a minute.
I
really shouldn't even be on this show with this shit. Yeah, I can't say nothing to you. You got a small, you an extra on stage, and I ain't shit. You at least an extra.
Man, I ain't shit
you
on
in
stage.
The movie. You walking in the background of the movie. I ain't even doing that. At least you doing that. I'm watching from the screen, from the other side of the TV, so I can't talk to you yet. I really can't. And I apologize for mommy stirring this shit up. Hey, Yak, can I take it all back? Yak, can I take it back?
No, you're going to put it back together, man, and come on with it, man.
That much I'm going to do, and I'm going to leave that story right there, Yak. Can we do that?
Yeah, because
I don't want to look like the rest of the clowns on the clown show talking shit and ain't got a dog in the fight. That's all I'm saying, Marvin. Let me have that.
Listen. Since I started the shit, I knocked Yak off for you. You ain't got the word.
My man, get you that. Yak, stop talking to me.
Yeah.
Marvin said he got you.
Yeah, I knocked him off. You ain't got the word.
Uh-oh, where Yak go? Yakety Yak, don't talk back.
Oh, shit.
Where Yak go? Here's a man with a dog for the fight. He stopped talking. See how that shit goes. I'm telling you, that's why it ain't good to do that.
Anybody
could play the boss game.
All day.
That like that dude did in the restaurant on that little boy mama, and that 14-year-old popped his ass. So you pump faking.
Oh, man.
You pump faking.
You pump faking. I got this thing, and you pump faking with one stop playing.
Right. Yeah.
Marvin said he'll choke your ass out yet.
Oh, yeah.
But, Mama, y'all have yourself a good evening. I done made it to my destination. I got a show to do. It ain't the Big Eddie and Uncle Larry show, neither.
Oh,
bye.
Man. Come on, man. Come on, yo. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Big Eddie, Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir.
I'm the sign now.
What up, Marvin?
Yes, sir. He definitely had his time to sign. Pimp Homeo.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I mean, I know a lot of people, you know, a few people might be on the line, but, yeah, he stopped a lot of motherfuckers, man, before he left, you know, before he tore his shit up, let me say that.
Yeah.
And he ain't been back since, but. He on the way back. Definitely on the way
back.
Yes,
sir.
You know. Yeah. And a lot of these boys scared. I'm quite sure they on the line, but they not responding. Because he fucked a lot of motherfuckers up. I mean, he hurt their ego, all of that.
Yeah.
You know, the big drag, I mean, shit, down to the smallest. Yeah, he fucked them up. So, you know, I don't know if they still shell shocked. Yeah, for real. I don't know if they still shell shocked from the last race, maybe 5-6 years ago. But, yeah, he fucked them up. Yeah, he fucked them up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he did. So, you know.
No, Mom, you straighten out now, man? You coming to drag race?
You know, that's yet to be determined.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in the hands of the unknown. I want to come to drag race. And I also want to come to War 42, Zandam race. But it just depends on when I get together. You know, you can't rush perfection. I'm not going to come out until I'm perfected. So it's a lot of little variables in there. You know what I mean? Some people just so happen to get lucky. Yeah, some people just so happen to get lucky, but I ain't been so lucky. Yeah, I haven't. I don't know what I did, you know, to the man upstairs, but I just haven't been so lucky. Maybe it was cheating on all them brows or something. I don't know, but... Yeah, I just ain't been so lucky, man. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm coming. Yeah, at the end of the day, I'm coming.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, you know, it is what it is. But I can't believe all these quiet, though. I can't believe all these niggas was quiet. I know some people on the line, but I just can't believe they've been so quiet when the Buick boy got on the phone. I just knew they was going to rip him a new asshole, but they ain't did shit. So they let me know they ain't shit.
Yeah.
Small blocks, big blocks, all of that. Ain't none of them motherfuckers shit. None of them, dog. They let a Buick boy get on the line and talk shit. Ain't none of them shit. For real. Yep, they ain't shit, dog. So. When they start talking shit to other people, it ain't even working.
Oh, Sound like I heard somebody trying to wind up to say something, but then they stopped.
The viewer can't talk trash, Marvo. The viewer can't talk trash.
Oh, shit.
Marvo told me he's going to run it over on him.
What?
Yeah, that's Marvo said. Well, Marvo has been things like that.
Yeah, man. You talked to Chuck today, LD?
It was over there.
Yeah. I heard somebody say something in the background, huh?
Oh, shit.
I was up on here with that I Had a Dream speech.
Oh, shit.
I had a dream speech. He got damn well. He was nervous at them damn small blocks. People killing him.
Yeah.
I know they was going to kill him. I killed him. He called himself running behind me because I was going to see him there. I was leaking gas up there. And he ended up running up that shit.
You got an echo.
He killed. Somebody was on 6.
That'd be me, man. Let me get me out.
What up, preacher boy?
Damn, well, the song about to eat that boy ass alive.
What up, y'all? I'm
you know better.
Okay. Yeah, come on.
Kempton, come in here and shut the show now.
Yeah, you done killed a damn show with that goddamn 63-ass I Had a Dream speech. Kill a damn show, hellfire.
But you got to scrap I had a dream speech.
Yeah, y'all ain't lying. Shit. He's still running, though. Yeah, DJ Junior, they still running. He's going out.
Where Lele at?
Boy, show up with the beers. If DJ ain't around, he's going to get his ass flipped. Every time he get up there, he's going to get his ass told pieces.
What happened, fellas? I missed the whole show. What's going on? What happened?
This don't know shit. I don't know shit. He come out here with our DD gun, he's going to get his ass trampled.
Come
on,
man.
I don't know shit about them goddamn yet. He'll get his ass killed.
Come on, man, not trampled.
Yeah, they're going to kill him, Uncle Ash.
Damn, Scrap, how long you been holding that in, man?
Yeah, the last time we... I recall being he was up there at Byron's. That's the last I saw of him.
Oh, man.
He's still chasing. He could thank Junk for that ass whooping. The Junk was the cause of that race.
Mm.
He over there fucking with Junk. Don't say, well, hell, I want you to whoop Brian Pimp. I said, don't even worry about it. She said they locked in.
Well, hell. Oh, boy.
I told Josh, don't even worry about it because they're locked in. Yeah, red on his tail, too.
Not the country. No.
Mr. Old Bro, he was here at 55. Couldn't get him. You say, what, bro? I said, with that black Suburban, he had 55. Law number. He go. He go. Yeah, old bro believes in the beer, sir. Damn, he believes. He works for you, Low Adam, when it comes to a beer. You don't live with that, huh? Bro, 80-something years old, too.
Yeah, sure is.
Been around a long time. I'm just with that Lord, old joker yesterday.
Yeah,
cutting up. He's still cutting up the same way. Man, you ain't gonna do nothing, man, with the beers. Y'all ain't gonna whoop down with the beers. Still talking crazy.
Yeah, they had a pretty nice-sized beer club over there.
Yeah, what's cracking, Uncle Larry?
I don't know. I just over the show up for the guys to come in and have something good to talk about. Got the flow. All you gotta do is slow down like the mills, and mills like to slow down, but it's quiet open.
Yeah, I've been quiet lately. I'm a few days out, so now I can start trying to stick my head out of boiled water now.
Yeah.
I've been quiet lately. They put me on a gag order.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Not the gag order.
Yeah, he put me on the gag order. Kids, you going up Saturday and Sunday? Or just Sunday?
I'll probably go both days to Potter Mill, goddamn. Well, do I want to drive back home, goddamn, it's Saturday night or what?
Yeah. I was just asking, who got that old camper? Who got the camper dog head? He just put a new motor in that motherfucker. I like to get on to it. I wonder if it's Jeff who got that thing. I rode by there. I ain't saw it.
Yeah, Jeff probably got it, yep.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I was thinking about goddamn maybe grabbing a room or whatever. Shit, I don't know. But I know being out there at the track goddamn right. All day long, I ain't going to be wanting to drive back home, really.
Right. Boy, it was sweet when I was staying out there in Aurora. Go so right to my back home. You definitely got to take the car back to the city, but come home and then take it back to the city the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
At 88, boy, I ain't been up that way in a while, man. We ain't been to Byron in a long time. I ain't.
Yep, me, it's been a while since I've been up there.
Since Drag last race.
Yep,
I think we went up that way. We had to run it a couple years ago. We were out there. That was our track. We used to always go out there.
Mm-hmm.
That was me and old man sneak off. We sneak off at that, scoop him at the car wash and head straight up 88. Landed there. Byron.
Yep. Goddamn cap.
Cut the roof a couple times and come on back.
He got garbage.
Yeah. Yo, I believe I can fly. Old Camaro could carry them old wheels. He loved that.
Was he talking about Crip?
Yeah, he want to leave with the wheels in there and show his boat off. Rev on the goddamn car, man. Said, man, stop revving on that damn car. He rev on that motherfucker so much, got done. And blew that son of a bitch up over there.
Rev the tune off the motherfucker. That's what he do.
You know when he blew? You remember when he blew that motherfucker? I was fucking around the kids' low.
Yeah.
just put the bowl in that car, man. Hey, just put the bowl in that car, man. He had the lot flow in to go up there to the Grove to run. And they over there fucking around over there lawn shop and blow that son of a bitch up. Listen, Lord, I'm
That captain was rough on the motherfucking motor, man.
Man, he was rough.
It's got the right.
I told Phil, Phil said, man, he hard on it. Phil said, shit, he hard on all the cars he drives. Old Skirt, boy, we were laughing like a motherfucker. Man, we were laughing. Good God almighty. They still make kids go up there, slow at to go up there in order to get the lockup done. I said, man, you done blow your shit up, man. You still going to make that man go up there? He's still talking.
Right there.
Yeah. I said, Pop, you going to still make that man go up there, man. You know you done blow it up, man. You still going to make him go up there? He said, fuck it. If you don't go, you don't get paid. Bo had the lockup, buddy. Bo said, well, yeah, if you go up there, you'll get paid, man. It ain't right, but what can I do? I said, Lord, man.
Yeah.
Slow, I had to go up there, goddamn it, in order to get that G. He wanted that G, so he went on up there.
Spent $200 to get a G.
Yes, you went on the end up there and got it. Shit, I done went too. you done blew this motherfucker up there. Knocked the sand out that motherfucker, out that low of the motor. The rod come through the side of that motherfucker. You run them there, pull that motherfucker back out, cab back to Van Sinners. Dr. Van Susan, they fixed it all over. He cussed them people out, man. From the time we got there to unload the motor, got driven to the time we were leaving, he still was cussing.
Yep. Yes. That was the captain for you.
I ain't had this motherfucker in the goddamn car. Good God, oh my. Oh, how do these people deal with you? I said, Captain, we're going to have it fixed for you in a week. They weld that motherfucker up, put it all back together, and get on back to him. I think they had it ready in 2 weeks. Get on back to him.
Whatever happened to that Camaro?
They sold it.
Sold it.
End of something because, end of something.
That was a consistent car, boy.
Yeah, little cocker. Could run a little bit, you know. What it was, the car ran good. The car ran real good.
Yeah.
I said, I know one thing. We got the break. I don't care who we run. We gonna move first. And we stay out there, I don't know. We gonna move first, though.
Yeah. And goddamn 1 hour deadly on the tree.
Man, that motherfucker's gonna leave first. He gonna leave first, though. He gonna leave first. I'll bet my last on that. That motherfucker gonna move on the motherfucker. I'd rather he can stay out there, I don't know. He gonna move. Yeah, he at the old tree down pat.
Y'all passed out.
Not
puke. I just thinking that she is.
Gary ain't been on tonight.
No, not tonight. Nope. Yep. We had no downtown though. Y'all come here in just a second. After he got off.
Yeah, I was just
hitting
the track. I was on the track.
Oh, okay. Which one?
Huh?
Which track?
I want to go to one every day.
Good.
As I said, I go to the one that pays me.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, he called Terry on the name. He called.
Y'all had Joe Dance on the phone tonight?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What was he lying about?
Oh,
anybody with a small block? And some big block.
When did he stop buying people parts for their car? That's it. He never said what you had to have, what you didn't have, none of that shit.
Yo, never what's that? Yeah, what, baby, what?
Yeah, I mean, he never speculated what you had to have.
You always speculate what you got to have when you try to first put a motor to have in your title race. You pick your victim and you go to work.
No, he said small block. He said something. That's a fact.
But that ain't what I'm saying, though. Whenever you find your man that you think you can beat or you know you can beat, you pull him out the crowd. You don't your folks with the color guard you got on. You got a motherfucker to raise his shirt.
All right. That's why he said some big block.
He's supposed to say some car. He shouldn't have said what they got out of the hood because he don't know. He ain't never bought a part from there, nigga, in the hood.
I get it, but he said, oh,
what?
What? That
wasn't
said, man.
I would have to agree with Preacher Boy on this. That's just...
Yeah.
You know, niggas can make their mouth say anything they want to. But a motherfucker ain't going in his wallet and saying, here,
hold on. Let me ask, who agreeing with Preacher Boy? Let me ask that. Who agreeing with Preacher Boy?
Me. I would have to agree with Preacher Boy on that.
And who is that?
That's me. The only one is me.
Oh, that's crap.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I mean, more niggas like that. How many more niggas like that?
But I had to catch on to the voice. I had to catch on to the voice.
Preacher Boy, I'm that boy's Paul.
But we always know Scrap and Dale so has a little, you know what I'm saying, a little something going on anyway, so of course he will have to disagree. But that's fine, you know.
It's just racist. It's racist.
Oh, without a doubt. But we still have a rivalry.
I'm a fan of his, too. Oh, yeah, I'm a fan of his, too. You know, I done went to the track and rode with that nigga when he go racist.
Yeah.
I'm
a
fan of the racist, too, though.
I get kind of bored
when I'm chasing the same ass for a while. Then when I get it, it don't be good as I want it. I've been chasing you too long, man. I don't know. I just saw you at all these tracks, and we done been there together, and you won't goddamn raise that skirt up. So, you know, it just kind of get boring, you know. I look at that ass, I say, damn, that motherfucker look good. Then when I look at it again, you know, I be drunk sometime. I say, that ass looks flat than a motherfucker. I don't want none of that. You know, I don't want none of it. Taking too long, man. Taking too long, man. You run up and down the track. You should have been there to make the tire old fucking money, man. You tested too long, motherfucker. Yeah. I skip and hop on a motherfucker's ass. I bounce on a motherfucker's ass. Fuck it. All the goddamn testing and shit.
Come on, everybody.
We said we supposed to be got it on. Yeah. We supposed to be got it on, Mom. We supposed to be got it on.
You and Dancer?
No, me and you.
Oh, me and you?
We supposed to be got it on.
Oh,
hell yeah, we supposed to be around.
We can make it happen then. When are you going to be ready?
I mean, I could say I'll be ready tomorrow, but I mean, are you ready?
I'm talking about realistically, yes, realistically. I'll probably be ready.
I should be ready in about a week.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah,
I should be ready in about a week. You coming to Drag Race?
Yeah, he didn't expect all of that.
I don't like how you talking to me, Spot. See, I've been quiet lately because I ain't saw nothing. Then once
hey,
I got
you,
that invoice.
He's hey,
no, I don't like this. I've been quiet for a reason.
All night, Marvin.
I've been chasing for a while, too, Flop. I've been chasing that motherfucker for a while. I've been chasing for a while. That motherfucker, that's shaky. I bet I ain't going to ask him what he got. I ain't going to have that. I'm going to have the hood up. That's the wind blow up on the hood. I ain't going to have that. He come over there and look, give him something out the cool. Come back over there and work on his car up under that blanket. Probably going to suffocate himself. You know, they be up under that goddamn blanket. They have a hood half cocked and shit.
Wow.
Marvo, why you ain't having you kind of rough, Marvo?
the fuck is that?
Marva ran off when you said you were him.
Yeah, I just asked him, was he coming to drag race? That's all I wanted to know. You know, so was he coming on up?
Hello?
We hear you.
Oh, okay, y'all there. Okay, now what's the problem?
Let me ask you a question. Was you coming to drag race?
That's yet to be determined. I can't say I will. I can't say I won't. That's yet to be determined.
So yeah. You decide you're coming.
Yeah.
When you decide he's coming, just go on to this gas station and go in the bathroom and look on the wall. My number will be wrote up on there somewhere. Call me.
Oh,
I know we wrote on in the bathroom on the stall, so just call me when you're ready.
Wow.
You fucked
that nigga number over the porta potty. That nigga number over the porta potty.
Yeah, just call me. Bathroom I would love to see Dancer back out here. I know he will race though. But without these,
without
DDs, he headed for self destruction.
So what you trying to say? Without DDs, he's weak as salt water.
Nothing. You'll be like a third or fourth grade in eighth grade class.
You tell me alcohol is a hell of a fine drug.
The low rider come back, Diddy's the only one getting respect for the beer.
God damn it, Scrap, you done brought peace to the motherfucking radio station. The fuck?
I ain't brought no peace. I ain't fired up yet, please, the one. I ain't fired up yet. I got to crank up first. I just got some good news, but I ain't fired up yet. Got to crank up.
Damn, man, I thought I was going to hear some humbugging and that thing.
He said a few words, and it was like a funeral.
Buried
the body. Wow. Hey, man, no Paul Beard. They said buried the body. I want to crank up.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm back. Now, what was all that gossip? What was all that talk? I'm back.
Man, ain't nobody gonna be repeating it after you keep leaving.
Say again.
Ain't nobody gonna say it again.
Yeah.
You keep leaving, and they ask the important questions. You leave.
Hey, Flop, I kept getting kicked out somehow, some way, okay? I can't determine that. I mean, it is what it is, but I'm back on now.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I mean, you know, you're talking a little slick, man. What you trying to do? Because, I mean, you know, you're putting yourself out there.
Oh, no, I'm not talking slick at all. I ain't even talked about racing to you. But I do just like the other gentlemen. That same car that you were supposed to race in Memphis will be a drag race.
Well, guess what?
But guess what?
Yes, sir.
I probably ain't going to make Drag Race. You just heard me say that before I fell off the line.
No, you just said it's still up in the air.
Correct. I said, but I might not make Drag Race. It's still up in the air, but I might not make it. I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, when you get all the way together, we'll talk, Marvin.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we're definitely wrapped. Yeah. We're definitely wrapped. I mean, but shit, cuz old cut dog will be looking a little bit better opposed to me. I got some things I got to iron out, but cut dog will be ready.
Cut dog.
Yes, sir. Cut dog.
What's cut dog?
Cutlass. Cutlass. Yeah. See, you've been gone too long, Flop. Cut dog back in the day was Cutlass. You feel me? Yeah, you've been gone.
I mean, I know what a Cutlass is. I know what a cut dog is, but I'm saying, who owns it or what's to it? Everybody could have had a cousin.
I just said my cousin. You didn't hear me?
Oh, your cutlass.
Yes.
Okay.
We own it. Because he and my crew, we own it. Yeah.
Oh,
what you doing?
Give
looking
me
for trouble with it?
Say again?
You looking for trouble with
it? I will be, yes.
When?
Probably soon as about a week.
Hmm?
Yeah, 1 week out. We'll be looking for trouble with it.
Okay.
Too much closer. So yeah, we'll be looking for trouble with it.
Okay.
Yeah. He give me all full 100% lock in power. So I can lock in that motherfucker in. Yeah. Well, you got some action for me?
Yep.
Oh, okay. You.
I got my cousin too.
Hold on, you had your daddy last time.
I like
now
this.
You got your
I like this what?
No, I got cousin too. And he right up. He right up there in the Chicago area. I wasn't gonna get into how you cut the city. Hey, I wasn't gonna get into how you cut the city and all of that on the radio show. You might be trying to do something.
Yeah, but you had your daddy last. You got your cousin.
It's a lot of people. No, my daddy been dead for over 20 years. My daddy been dead for over 20 years.
Okay, this your favorite.
No, I ain't never had no fake dad.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't never known no nigga to fake like he was fucking my mammy.
Either
he was doing it or he wasn't.
Yeah, not
you know.
I like that. That was cool. I like that.
Either he gonna get up or he ain't.
But yeah, no trip. It's all to the good. Yeah.
I can ask you really three questions, and now I know about your cutlass, your cut dog.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it depends on if I ask or not, but go ahead.
Town.
You said what kind of tire?
Yeah.
A radio.
Okay, a little tire. It's a little tire car. That's what I'm getting at.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Good.
It's a little block or a big block?
That I don't have no idea because I ain't looked up under the hood yet.
Oh, okay. Is it okay? No, is it all? Okay. No. Scrap. We're gonna let that slide. Is it all steel, all glass?
Yes, sir. See,
I got some poison in.
Hold on. Fiberglass hood, fiberglass bumper. That's it.
Okay, we got your poison in.
Yeah.
They ain't got no lockup in it, do it.
No, sir. We don't even know nothing about that.
You kidding me?
Oh, well, as long as y'all ain't got no lockup, then shit, we good.
Okay.
Chili. It's a ghost car.
Oh, now it's ghost car. Now it's a ghost
nobody
car.
Going. Nobody
yeah.
going, huh? With you?
Yeah,
nobody
yeah, you got damn right. You got damn right. It's all steel, all
ghost
glass. Car. The only motherfucking fiberglass is the hood and the front bumper. Now.
Ghost car.
Yeah, I bet it is.
A bullshit.
Yep.
That's
so
what it is.
Look, boy, I ain't
miss you.
He's
mine. Who found my little baby?
Sure.
I've been looking for that little motherfucker.
That's so him. Yeah. Bullshit. Hell, he's calling that over there. Yeah,
I'm
calling
that. God damn it, but I want to hear who Flop was going to put on him. I want to hear this, sir.
My cousin up here. My cousin.
He's ghost to ghost.
He's ghost to ghost.
Flop can't tell him who. All steel, all glass.
Yeah, I fell off again.
Got a little tire, 28.
Sound like we gonna have to put your ass in the chair and put a seatbelt on you. You falling off, nigga.
And he don't care what's under the hood.
Who don't care? What are you talking about?
Well, you didn't know what was under the hood, so we just.
I don't.
Not
care. I don't.
I know, so we don't care.
Okay. You ain't saying nothing slick.
You said non-lockup.
Non-lockup, man. No lockup converter on a motherfucking 275.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a little bit fucked up.
I can't tell. Make me know it.
You get fucked up, but you ain't gonna go.
I just might go.
I know you ain't gonna go. I ain't waste
time. Yeah, I bet.
I ain't wasting time.
I just might go.
You fucked up with all steel, all glass car.
Yeah. Okay. Make me
you
know it then, nigga. Make me know it then.
You waste time.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
You ain't even worth the bullet. That's what I'm going to tell once they already talk. You ain't even worth the bullet.
Sound good. All the sound real good. But you ain't got shit to go.
Shit, evidently you don't need a shit.
I got a fucking ghost car.
We don't know nobody know that car, man. That's a make believe ass car.
It don't matter.
That's
it's
a
all still
car.
All glass. It's a brand
Ooh,
new
my
car, man. Because we just put it together.
Matchbox ass car. That motherfucker
it's
all cardboard
all
too.
Glass, nigga.
It's
what?
All cardboard. That's a cardboard car, man.
And it might be. It might
car
be.
Made out of
and it might be. And it might be, just like yours. Mine
all glass. I'm all glass.
Oh, yeah, I'm still all glass, and we'll fuck you up.
You won't fuck me up. Don't you fuck me up. Motherfucker, all I hear you on the phone is hollering we. We. Stop hollering we,
all
motherfucker,
day.
Do it yourself.
All day. I will.
I can't tell. I've been chasing your shaky ass since you got that junk.
Man,
motherfucker,
you
ain't did the check.
You ain't did.
I've been trying to run
you
ever since you got that bullshit,
man.
Motherfucker,
stop.
All you
stop.
Did is skip and hop down the fucking track.
Man, stop.
Any
you
motherfucker on the phone know I've been chasing your dumb ass.
No, you ain't. Stop it.
Hey, man, I get skinned on here right now, man. If skinned tell me I ain't been chasing your ass, I'm going to give you 500, motherfucker.
Oh,
I've been trying to run
you. 500 then, because you've been real quiet.
Okay, get him on then. I just told you why I've been quiet, because I ain't been ready. That's why I've been quiet.
Oh,
everybody
okay,
know
then.
Why I've been quiet.
Yeah.
But with my car ready, I'm talking, motherfucker. I ain't got to shut up nothing, motherfucker. Didn't I just tell you I'm a few days out, boy?
Man,
didn't I tell you I'm a few days out, boy?
And I'm a few days out.
And I beat some motherfucking ass at Drag Race. Fuckers you talking about?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to fight.
Skin your motherfucking ass alive, boy. I don't give no fuck about
man,
you.
That's what you say. That's what you say. Take your ass up, boy.
Okay, well, you ain't been towing up. You should have been towing up already. But I've been chasing you.
Okay, I tell you what. Drag Race is about today the
15th.
3 weeks. 3 weeks.
3 weeks. You said 3 weeks?
3 weeks away, man. It's 3 weeks away.
All right.
Give me a minute. Yeah. I'm going to see if I'm going to be ready,
baby. I'm listening. Have you ever heard of me trying to run this gentleman?
I really ain't paying no attention, man. I ain't gonna lie to nobody.
Oh, well, I don't want you to lie. I need skin on here, cause that's his homie.
Yeah, who?
Motherfucker, no, I've been chasing skin. Yeah,
you ain't been chasing a goddamn thing.
I've been chasing this. You been ducking, boy. Stop. Fuck you up.
Okay.
Fuck that West South Side shit. This is sweet motherfuckers out west. I'm gonna skin you boys ass alive. Down the south side, I'm starting out west. The peace treaty is off. Fuck the peace treaty. It's off. Come on, you boys ass.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, my God. What's going on? What am I looking at?
These are called
captions.
Which one should I
speak to? Yeah, who said it was on? Ain't no peace treaty.
Hey, that was an official.
It's good pussying down here.
Ain't no peace treaty.
No, I'm mute.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Do your ass.
I think I smell some pussy. What y'all smell a little pussy? Somebody is goddamn it scared and the other one glad. What is it?
Well, you already know how I roll. And those motherfuckers go back in, I'm gonna come out swinging.
Well, you know,
Sprout,
I ain't
got anything else?
No, Uncle Larry, I'm on mute, man.
You on mute?
Yeah, I'm on mute.
Show ain't went off. It ain't got quiet, though.
Well, Uncle Larry, I got to go on mute because he wasn't talking about mixing it up. I want to mix it up for drag race with that boy. He ain't talking about mixing it up, so I got to go on mute.
Oh, I just told you I probably wouldn't be ready for drag race. So what are you talking about?
Well, I was talking to Uncle Larry. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Uncle Larry. I was explaining something to my homie, man.
Speaking on it.
I was just talking to my homie, man. Uncle Larry,
yeah,
man, I'll let him know.
Speaking on it.
I was just letting Uncle Larry know. I'm just trying to, you know, mix it up like peanut butter and jelly. That way, if you wasn't ready, you just pay for not being ready. If I ain't ready, I don't pay for not being ready. You know? You pay for your mistakes.
You do.
You know, last time I caught y'all at the Grove, Mr. B begged me to leave y'all alone. You wasn't there, though. Mr. B said, leave me alone. You were, I forgot you wasn't there, though. You wasn't there.
I was asking.
No, you wasn't there. I told Mr. B, fuck them.
Yeah, you
beat their
that
motherfucking ass.
Pump gas, motor, so yeah, of course. You Buffalo.
Well, I don't know what you got, man. I ain't come over there to look. Hey, I don't know
man,
what I got. I just know what they tell me I got. I don't know what I got. They might be lying to me.
You saw alternator. You saw air conditioning.
I ain't saw nothing, man. I ain't never looked up under your hood, man. I don't care about that shit. I saw Pimp use two lanes to get down the track, but I ain't never looked up under the hood.
Yeah, okay.
I ain't looked up under the hood. Mr. B told me to leave y'all alone, though. Say, leave him alone, please. I said, Mr. B, fuck him. I want to tear their ass up.
That same thing I said.
He asked me to leave y'all alone.
Wow.
Oh, it's all good.
So, Neil.
Boy, I sure wanted to get me one lock-in on the show tonight.
I'm sure did too, Uncle Larry. I'm just waiting for, you know, just tell me who to run the money to. I'm sitting over here, goddamn it. This is my toes up shit, you know. It gave me a little inspiration.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to lock in, man. Get that boy locked in. He just threw some cutlass out here, some ghost car. He never saw that car before. We don't even know the people.
Oh, other people saw it.
You
just
ain't seen. We don't even know the people, Mom. We know you. We don't know them.
You don't know who? What are you talking about?
We don't know them people with their colors. Cardboard car. Oh. We know you, though. You want to tear your ass up. You don't know them.
What, you crazy? Yeah, you got
who is they? Who is they then? Tell me who they is.
I just said it's my cousin, nigga.
I don't know your cousin. That's why I just told you, we don't know him. Send Flop a picture of the car. Send Flop. No, I don't want to hear from him. I don't believe no niggas. They lie too much. Send Flop a picture of the car. Send Flop a picture of that car, man. If it's something I like, I'm going to lock y'all in tonight. I don't even care about y'all.
Man, you ain't gonna
I'm going to lock y'all in with the ring. Send Flop a picture of the car to him, man. Send him a picture of the car. Let me see it.
He took no picture
because
he ain't never done shit.
I mean, you got to have a picture. It don't matter whether he's done that or not. I just want to see the car.
What
the shit? Say, Cutlass, you tell my grandson, you know?
What?
You can show my grandson. That's a Cutlass, man.
Man, listen. You know damn well I ain't showing up with no goddamn grandson.
Oh yeah, I know that. I know they ain't gonna let you get nowhere near that car. But I'm just saying, you know, that's a Cutlass though.
Yeah, but you know damn well it ain't no goddamn grandson. But
I know it wasn't. I was just saying.
I tell them send me some pictures of it.
All right, send Flop a picture. Yeah,
say again?
Send Flop. Send it to Flop. Flop my, that's my lawyer.
I'll send it to Flop.
Yeah, send it to Flop.
Yeah, I send them in the morning. I had cousin take some pictures
of them. Okay. That's all I need to see.
Yes, sir.
Find back. Find back. Yeah. That way I know what, you know. What we gonna, you know, just to get my
room. You got to tell me Flop is your legal advisor?
Yes, my boy.
All right, Flop your lawyer. I get it. No problem.
No problem.
No problem.
Yeah. He a goddamn cousin of yours. I'm going to go and skin him real quick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go and do it.
All right. Sound good.
Who the driver of that thing, Mom? You going to tell that either?
Nope. I sure ain't. No matter who the driver is.
I just asked who the driver was. That's all.
I said it don't matter who the driver is.
It do matter.
You racing the car. Okay, you're going to
I don't understand it. You know everything about my car. You know who's driving it. You know
what kind of boat I got. You know everything about me. Listen to me. If you drive, I'm going to drive.
I don't want you to drive.
Exactly. Now, it's just like you ain't going to drive. So, yeah.
No,
now, so it don't matter about the driver.
I just asked you who was the driver of the car. Me and that might made me know it. You know, I might know the car. I'm just asking
you
who the driver. So
it ain't been out. It ain't been out.
I'm doing it. That motherfucker make believe.
Yeah,
man,
just
tell
like
us, Mom.
Yeah, just like you. You gonna drive your shit. I'm gonna drive this motherfucker. I'm not locked
well, you in the car. You know he's gonna drive my car. But you know how my car looks, though.
Why are
you know
asking
how to
drive? Why are you asking how to drive?
You know who driving the car? I just asked
why
you who was driving the car. That's all. Because you don't want to tell. You don't want to tell details about this ghost car that you're trying to run people with. You know,
oh,
we all know what that Malibu looks like.
You
we know what that Malibu looks like.
Driver. Did
you, yeah,
did
I just asked who's driving the car.
Okay.
Yes,
so if you're not driving your shit, then why bother?
I mean, why should he be a father? You know who's driving it.
I don't know who's driving.
It could be Mr. B. It could be Leah.
I don't know who's driving your shit.
You ever saw Mr. B driving the car? Basically?
I haven't paid attention. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Now,
what I do know is
he's driving this. That's what I do know.
I believe you're lying, man. I'm just trying to catch you up with a good lie. You won't let me catch it.
Well, lock in at 142 because I know I definitely ready to catch.
142? Good Lord. Damn. Shit. We might well lock in for no guts no more. Shit.
Well, hey, you talking about a motherfucker, you going to catch a motherfucker in the ass?
I got you.
All
that. Lord, what you going to run me at 42 with? This mysterious colors?
All day. Yes, sir.
Oh boy, Bobby, you funny, man. You funny.
I know. I'm real funny.
You done put your shit on the back burner. Now you come with this mysterious cousin. I know why, though.
Well,
I know the reason why. I know why you doing what you're doing.
You ain't been around, obviously.
Been around
where? You're trembling.
I ain't been around where? I'm just saying, though. Why you keep throwing your car?
You putting it off. That's because we got the colors more in tune than we got my car, so we going to run the fucking colors.
Oh, man. I guess this is borrow a friend or cousin car.
Whatever you want to call it.
Call my cousin. He'll be at 42. Send a picture. No, we don't send some pictures. When you send Flop that picture and your cousin Kyle, I'm going to send you a picture of my cousin Kyle. We're going to lock right the fuck you in for 42.
Meanwhile,
what we gonna do?
I got to steal the bugs out my shit, so you know.
I gotta do the same thing. So why not test on each other? We both gotta work bugs out. I gotta do the same thing.
Okay, so what you trying to lock in for?
Drag race.
I probably ain't gonna make it to drag race.
I said that time. I'm done. When you get ready, it ain't gotta be at no damn event. We'll get together and get it out. Because I'm coming from town, so it got to be at an event.
Yes, sir. Mm.
You don't race on Thursday at the Grove, Friday,
no.
Saturday, Sunday.
No, I don't live
in time. I'm just saying, if you're coming up here to visit, you know, making a trip here, you won't just race on the weekend and all that.
I probably will, but you know, I got to feel the shit out.
That's what I'm saying.
But I have a lot of shit pegged for these events. To where, you know, I can maneuver and, you know, make it to the event.
Oh, okay.
It makes it that much easier.
Miss Eddie, where that little baby at? Put that little boy in. Put that little boy back over
there. Oh, man.
Bring that little boy back out, man, please. Bullshit. Oh, man. Man, you haven't heard of that, man. Man, he can't come here. He is a racer. He got the race all the events. Lord have mercy, man. What is this shit that I went to?
Hey, man.
I'm done, man. I'm done.
Hey, bring your ass to where I'm at. I'll knock your ass off right now.
I'm done, Marlon. I thought the car was here, man. I didn't think he had took the car way down there. I thought the car was still in Chicago.
I don't know. You didn't take it home.
I mean,
yeah, I had to take it home because I had to get it together.
Yeah, well, I guess you got it in the living room on the nightstand. Well, evidently you ain't got it too much together. You say you want to be a drag, right?
Hey, man, at the end of the day, I'm coming from out of town. So if you want to run, you want to run. If you don't, you don't.
I just said, Marvin, when you get together, we'll get together. You know what I'm saying?
We'll get together.
Okay. You know, you're the only
person
that...
Y'all still on this motherfucking phone, man. I don't get out the car, goddammit.
You know, Marvin's the only person in the world that I would lock in, and I ain't even put the ball in
the show
down,
was going
so.
Off.
He's the only person I would do that for. But, you know, he say he ain't ready, so,
you
know. Yeah.
Lock you in for 42.
Man, damn, 42. We got big drag race here. It's crazy. What you going to sports out there with some motherfucker way down there? You got your old man who you done looked up to. This man done raced in goddamn 99 different goddamn states and countries, goddamn all over the world, big drag. The world's famous big drag. And you goddamn talking about some goddamn 42. Man, stop it, man. I don't even want to talk to you no more. Hang up on that nigga, man. Mute that nigga, Mike. Mute his mic. I don't even want to talk to you no more. I don't want to talk to you no goddamn more, man. Now you just started me to cuss me. I'm trying to be nice on Uncle Larry's show. I don't want to get mean and bad. I'm trying to be nice. And you taking me somewhere else. I'm trying not to go because I don't want to clown. I don't want Uncle Larry. I'm trying not to clown on your show, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying not to clown on your show.
You want to, trying
nigga. Not to clown.
I just
I'm trying not to, man. I'm trying to be nice.
Now, what's the problem?
Okay. I just said you say you're going to make it, so we're going to leave it alone, bro. Ain't no thing.
I told you a long time ago.
Stop telling me 42 then, man. I don't want to hear no goddamn 42. I don't want to hear that shit. 42 is after that. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, boss. No problem.
Make sure we get that picture of the cut dog tomorrow sitting at the flop. He analyzed things and let's see if we get you locked in tomorrow.
Really, right now, why should we talk about a race, past drag race?
This is our very own, Lord. If you don't support anybody, why would you support your own?
You don't support anybody, you never support
God. Now, we're going to 42. We definitely going to 42.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
go up there and got Daryl drink with Black and Bill Head and talk shit
all
to
that.
Big Cut.
Exactly.
We going out there.
There's no race.
If a motherfucker
ain't
ready for it, a motherfucker just ain't ready. Period.
But even if you're not ready, we shouldn't discuss no race right now. With the exception of the Big Fellas race. That should be next on the agenda.
But
there's
that's what I
know.
But now, since you done put yourself in it, when you gonna be ready?
Yeah.
We gonna fuck your ass up.
I want you to be ready. I'm gonna give you the exact date on when the Buick can be ready. As soon as the Buick is finished, that's the very time to be ready. Exactly.
Blow your ass out too.
But now I want you to remember this now. Now here's what I want you to remember.
Hey, see,
I don't want to come in here talking about a car that's not ready. I want you to remember this night.
Hey, dude, you my man, but I remember.
Marvo.
You remember.
Hey, dude, you my man.
September.
You know what I said, Marvo? I just sit myself a text message. Marvo drew
my
on
man,
me.
I hope Marvin.
That ain't the first time he got out of pocket. You probably told that nigga over your head.
He just got out of pocket. I hope Marvin stay on top of D to make D finish this car, so he can go on and finish. As soon as he finish it, I'm gonna make D nail Marvin ass
to the wall. Down to the wall.
Man, I'm gonna make D flip Marvin. And I hope Marvin keeps
man,
doing
D
what he's
get
doing.
Out, boy.
D nail Marvin ass.
I just sent myself a text with this date on it. And my boy draw, this is the second time my boy drawed on me.
I promise you, I'm Chevrolet that it ain't a nigga in America gonna make me stop D from running Marvin. Marvin got the Chevrolet. We got the wrong.
I want to lock in like you seen it gonna do.
Marvin got the wrong. Marvin.
He definitely got damn sugar sweet. He's sweet as sugar.
My vote, I count this year as a wash, you know. I'm done this year. I'll see you next year. And I'm going to make you remember today. I'm going to show it to you while I text myself. My vote draw on the way.
AD.
10:38 on this day.
AD, this ain't nothing personal. I've never taken a race personal.
I take things personal, but a drag race I've never taken personal. Matter of fact, 99% of the race I've ever participated in, we all went back to the garage and barbecued and talked back.
See, one thing I know about drag races,
two things going to happen. There's a winner and there's a loser. And I always have at least 80-85% of the time, I came up on the W side. I don't come on the L side too much.
Oh, yeah, that was back then.
I'm not about to start now.
That was back then.
If I was able to do it then, I can do it now.
Well, you can.
Don't get scared.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't get scared.
I'm not going to doubt that.
Don't get scared when you see them 1533 tucked up under there. Don't get scared now.
I don't give a fuck about what you have, man.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah. With a
I like that.
Yeah, please. You can have, goddammit. Charlie Modell's on that motherfucker. You guys, shit, 18/ whatever. I ain't worried about that shit.
Well, they don't make nothing else for me but a Buick. So I think everybody on this phone, that's what it's going to be.
You said, well,
okay.
You got action.
You got action then, player.
I'll see you soon. I will see you soon.
Yes, sir. You got action.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna see him soon because he ain't gonna go.
That's shaky, boy.
Well, lock the fuck in, boy. He ain't gonna go. Lock in for 42. My cover's against you. Lock the fuck in. Man, motherfuck 42.
And your dumb ass
Exactly.
I told you, dumb stupid ass, stop saying fuck 42.
Stop it, man. Yeah,
Didn't I just tell you, dumb ass, that we were going down up a drag race somewhere?
I just been told
you a long
time ago. I might not be ready for big drag race. I told you that.
Well, shut your motherfucking mouth, then.
No,
well,
you shut the fuck up, boy. What the fuck you talking about?
I'll be ready for drag race, boy.
Okay. Boy, you know what? Don't worry about it. Let me get off this phone. Let me get on the phone.
Don't worry about it, motherfucker.
Because I'm going to push this shit. I'm going to push this shit, boy.
Well, push it then.
I swear.
Push it then, motherfucker.
I'm going to push it, boy.
When you push it, push the boy, too.
I'll be calling
you tomorrow,
motherfucker.
Push it.
Push the bed too.
Yeah.
Push.
No.
Push
it.
All of it.
Push it.
Shove it.
Good.
Shove it, motherfucker.
Push
shove
it.
Push it.
Push it real good.
Down, 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 down,
down,
down,
down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, boy, you got Marvin talking crazy to you.
I mean, this shit.
Hey, you know what you sound like when you said that to D? You sound like Freddy saying that to Mr. D. Man, I'm tired of this shit, fuck. You got to do something.
You gotta put an end to this, boy. Marvin out of all people, man. You gotta put an end to this, D, man. You can't have this here, man.
It won't be long.
Oh,
it won't
my
be much
God.
I can try. It's not gonna be much
hey, crap. If Lowrider gonna run any chance in America, it's gonna be Marvin.
Hey, Mr. Came out the blue like chicken.
Hey, man, we ain't trying to fight Marvin fight, but y'all know he clocks off though. Y'all know that, right?
Hey,
what's
Big
that
Daddy, one thing for
what's
sure.
That
Clocks
off.
Hey, this is clocks on money. This is money, man. They ain't
gotta
worry about what time it is.
A bullshit? A bullshit? A bullshit? A bullshit?
I can tell you right now, there's nothing Leroy can do to save him. I just talk with
him. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Hey, one thing I love, he's going to say, you got nothing to do with me. Y'all going to
be there. Nah. I ain't going to be none of that. Hey, y'all. Y'all still family too, man. I just wanted to know, let y'all know he was crying.
Hey, nothing
you
can do to save him. We said Mars, not Mudbone. It's a big difference. Hey, it's a big difference.
Now, we don't want no trouble.
No, but if it was lucky, cause something like that, then we have to sit down. Gracefully, you got to sit
down. Now, y'all wouldn't, man.
Look,
now, y'all wouldn't, because we don't want no trouble, man. We Bodie killers, man. We don't want to raise nobody else, man. We Bodie killers, man. We don't want to raise nobody else.
If luck calls me, I'm going to tell luck, man, we got 100 years, you brother, but you can't save him.
Hey, Marvin, please stay on top of me, Marvin. Stay on top of him, man.
I'm going to come and see you.
Hey,
Scrap. I'm going, that'll be one risk. Well, I'm betting the house. I'm going to take the tuition. Everything. I'm going for broke on that one.
Yeah.
I'm going for broke on that one, boy.
Well, shit, motherfucker.
Good
God. Hey, what the hell is wrong with me? Marvin, who?
I was dozing off until I heard that.
You can't be saved, all I can tell you. You cannot be saved.
Oh, my goodness.
I tried to ignore
Hey, Marvin. Hey, Marvin.
This is second time.
Hey, Brother Marvin. Where you at, Brother Marvin?
Brother Marvin. Where you at, Brother Marvin?
One second. Why did I say that? Because I'm going to call the FCC on y'all, man. So I'm going to report y'all to the BBE or anybody that there.
Marvin, where you going, man? You gone, Marvin? Yeah, Marvin probably fell off again, man.
He fell off again. He'll be back. Hey, Eddie, you got to stop cock blocking.
Yeah.
We want to see some drag queens around this bitch.
I ain't cock blocking, man. Mama don't need no crazy.
If your clock, listen, if your clock done fell off, goddamn, you better put some batteries in that bitch. So we try to get money around.
Hey, hey. Marvin don't need no saving, preacher boy. You better ask him.
I ain't got to ask him nothing. I'm missing
ain't him. Nothing on God. You know ain't going to save Marvin.
He don't need no saving, goddammit.
Hey, man. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all all on this phone. At this particular moment, if your kid is one today, it's going to be two before he raises.
They passing that man ass around like a good, some good reefer, goddamn.
That's why they keep falling off. He got no goddamn good reception. Take that pick out of his back pocket and stick it in his ass. Stick it in his
Oh, somebody calling me back now.
Uh-oh.
Yep, that's him.
Little Big Bad.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Off, man.
Hey, Marv, I got a question to ask you, man.
Yes, sir.
Do you feel like you need to be saved from any of them niggas you're talking to, man?
Fuck no.
That's what I'm talking about, goddammit. Hell
man,
yeah.
Fuck them niggas. A lot of them just whooping. Believe that. Because listen, they keep talking about Wolf 42. Nigga, lock your ass in for Wolf 42 then, nigga. If you ready now, you'll be ready for Wolf 42.
Not 142, Marvin, just 42, I think.
If he taking this car to drag race, he don't know if he going to be hurt or not. He can't do that. He got to get past the first event first.
Well, guess what? He ain't locked nobody in for the first event.
Yeah,
he ain't got nobody locked in right now.
Neither do you. So why not do
you're
it at right. Byron? Y'all are the Mexican fan off.
Because I just told you I might not be ready for Byron.
Two Chicago West Side niggas at one of our old favorite tracks.
And his car may not be healthy for 42. Like I said, he got to make it through Byron first.
Listen, he ain't got to make it through shit. All he got to do is set up for Byron and be ready. He ain't got to race nobody until then. Don't seem like he gonna race anybody no way.
I bet I'm gonna grab him, motherfucker.
I can't tell. All you gotta do is
sit back and watch. Hey, man,
yeah.
I don't go to the track just to play around.
Nothing.
Every time
I
you see me at the track,
nothing.
I'm always. You're always looking at watches. That's what you're good at,
nothing.
Motherfucker. You're going to leave your car at home. You're going to leave your junk at home.
Lock me in for war at 42. Lock me in for that.
This motherfucker here got to be the dumbest motherfucker in the world. Because
yeah,
I done
told
this stupid ass, fuck 42.
In,
how many times I done told you that? Fuck 42. I don't get two fucks about 42, man. We're talking about drags race, somebody that we know. You don't even know them fucking people like that, man. You don't know them people. You can't have your dumb ass down there, motherfucker. You don't even know them people, man. They might let your dumb ass down there.
Well, I got a race coming up too, y'all, but drag race is
you
nice.
A field nigga. Right. He a field nigga. He ain't no house nigga. Don't you know where you going to, boy? He ain't no house nigga. He a field nigga. They don't even allow field niggas down there.
Oh, man.
Come on, where you want 42? You don't even know the people like that, man. Do you know who even giving the race? You don't even know the people. You've been doing drag all your life.
and you wouldn't even try to put on for drag race. You come out war at 42. Man, you just dumb ass out of here. Stupid motherfucker. I'm gone, man. I'm going to bed off this. I don't even want to drink no more. I'm finna throw pull my bottle out in the grass. I don't even want to.
No, pour it in my cup, man. Pour it in my cup.
I got bad things. I can't believe this boy said that.
I got bad.
You know he gotta be 50. He ain't never be sober. It's all. Damn, man. I don't even want to drink, man. That's the blue fuck out of me.
What if he apologized?
You can't apologize. I'm too stupid. Too stupid to apologize. You're going to have all the old cats here. All our old friends who we done come up under, they're going to be here. Why would you want to put on for them? To put on a good show, man. Family here. You talking about 42. You don't even know the people. They don't know you.
Hey, Marvin. Hey, Marvin.
They don't want to see you down there because you ain't going to race none of them.
You still on, Marvin? Marvin, you still on? Oh, she fell off again.
I get paid to come to 42. Last time I went down there, I got paid, because I get paid to show up.
Yeah.
When I went down there before, I got 500.
Yeah. But I'm like you on that, man. If we can do it at drag race, get it done. But if he can't do it, then, you know. But, see, like you said, that's 3 weeks away. Huh?
What's Marvin area code? I know his number.
It might be 1-800. Might be 1-800.
He done fell off my shit.
I don't know his area code. I know his phone number.
I call him. Might be 773, man. Might be 773.
Don't you know the people like this, man? They don't know the people.
What up, Scrap?
Yeah.
Who's that luck?
Yeah. Oh, well, what's going on?
I can't believe they just tried to tarnish your name and shit you work hard for. I better not catch that nigga with no clocks. I'll stick on that car. If you do, I'm going to go over there.
It's on there. It's on there, man.
I better not see it on there, because I better not see it. I'll snatch it up. Like that boy took the wheel shirt. I can't have it on.
Oh,
he's going to ruin the bridge. They're going to think clocks off is a bunch of play priests fucking with dudes. He ain't going to sweep the towel over and run nobody. Yeah, scared to death.
So he should be, you saying he ought to be with Cadillac?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Two motherfuckers.
Wow. Cadillac say he'll play pretty.
Yeah, he needs to dress up goddamn with some of them hush puppies on in the two-piece with his peak in his motherfucking ass up.
Oh, goddamn.
He'd be like Cadillac. Cadillac gonna have his two-piece on with his dog's hat and that Lincoln I want those Cadillacs to get. He can buy one of Cadillac cars.
Oh, man.
He come out there and want a Cadillac car. He could be one of Cadillac bitches. He could be one of his bitches.
It's one of his. Oh, man.
One of his bitches. Cadillac gonna let him drive that Lincoln. He gonna let him drive that brown Lincoln. He say he got two of them.
Boy, you sound like you're speaking from experience. Shit.
Oh, shit.
It sounds like you talking from experience, man.
I am. I'm experience on your ass if you get the motherfucker away, boy. You better stay the fuck out of my way. You gotta stay out of my way, boy.
So what's the problem with locking in for 42?
I just told you, fuck 42, nigga.
Exactly.
We from Chicago.
That's
why you study hollering about them people? You don't know them people, though. You don't even know them people.
Man.
What the fuck? Who cares, motherfucker? You from Chicago. I don't know you.
I'm still
staying out now.
Town,
you know, who the fuck
so
is you?
So
I don't know where you coming from. I don't know where the fuck you coming
Mom.
From, boy.
Nigga, get the fuck out of here,
boy.
War is for
you. Hey, Mom. Mom. Mom.
Stupid ass.
Do me a favor, man. Tell him If your car be ready by drag race, you'll be there. And that's the only thing you can do is try to be there, man.
If you're ready for the drag race, I'm going to definitely
be there. Begin.
All right.
When I go to 42, Big Daddy, I got my options already for 42. I get paid to come there. I'm going to have one of the boys.
I heard that.
Last time I went to, okay, if I get whooped, then I get whooped. You're not going to whoop me, motherfucker. And the last time I went to 42, I was locked in. And I got fucking paid. I keep getting paid, boy.
Locked in for
42. Every time I load that bitch up to go out of town, boy, I get paid. You motherfucking dummy.
Yeah.
I don't load that bitch up for free and go nowhere. I get paid, boy.
You don't get paid for shit, boy.
Shit, well, every time I done went towards that way, I done got paid. Every time. Always had a motherfucker locked in. You keep doing what you're doing and watch it, motherfucker. Just keep watching. You'll learn something sooner or later.
Hey, Scott, I ain't going to go back.
Fuck, I'm going to race a motherfucker. Get fun. I got all the boys up there in Detroit that want my ass on the platter. I'd be a damn fool to race one of y'all up there. I got all the boys up there. We can race here. I'm going to go way up there and run Bonnie Yakkins. And we right here. I'm going to go up there and run Preacher Boy. We right here. What the fuck I look like going way up there for? We can do this shit right here. We can make out. We can make one eye events good. We ain't got to go up there. If we going up there, I'm running one of them niggas up there. That's who I'm going to run, one of them niggas up there. And I got four or five of them already waiting on me.
Yes, sir. They're gonna roll the red carpet out for me.
Marvin, he got a point there.
They don't even know that nigga, man. They don't want him to come up there. They don't even know that motherfucker.
I don't want them to know me.
You don't know them people. You study hollering about their race. Man, stop that bullshit. Hollering about 42.
Hey, I just
ain't never been to 42.
I just told you when I'd be ready, man.
Have you been to 42, boys? Have you been up there? You're a lying motherfucker. Didn't I just tell you I got paid to come up there? Didn't I tell you I had one of the boys locked in and I got paid to come up there?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
You better do your homework on me, boy. Because you got the game all the way fucked up. You got the game fucked up, boy.
Ain't no homework on you, homeboy.
You ain't thinking to come with the phone. Beat the fuck out you. I can be somewhere and I can send a smoke signal up. I ain't even got to have a car with me. I just put a smoke signal up in the air. The next thing you know, you see one of them dudes who wasn't real close come up that motherfucking highway. Hey, Big Eddie.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Eddie. I sent a smoke signal up. I was in 42. They said, damn, where the car at? I sent that smoke signal up. Next thing I know, I see that old dude pulling up with that box behind it.
Oh, man.
Just go lay you in the trailer. In the trailer. At 42.
Yeah.
I get the CEO come down there. They greet me, you know. Two people greet me when I come to the track, man. They don't know you like that. You don't hit goddamn licking out the ass talking about 42. Those people don't even know you're a dumb ass. They don't even know you. If you was on the side of the highway, motherfucker broke down, they gonna ride right by you. They don't know you, man.
They don't have to know me. I'm trying to lock in with your dumb ass. So they don't have to know me.
But then you're not, because I just told you when we gonna run there.
You want them to know you for when you break down or when you get your ass kicked,
motherfucker,
you gotta
break down. I ain't gonna break down, motherfucker. You see me on the side. You see me on the side of the highway, motherfucker. Step on the gas all the way, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Didn't I just tell you I sent a smoke signal in the air? Didn't I just tell your dumb ass
I can see a smoke signal in the air.
I just said
they don't know your dumb ass, so why
you
keep hollering about their race?
Who knows you? Don't nobody know you, man.
You don't hear me on here hooping and hollering about being cut the race like that, though. I ain't said nothing about 42. You know why? No. You know why I ain't said nothing about 42? Because drag race comes first. I'm hollering about drag race. That's all right, Bob. I'm going to lock me somebody else in, man. Damn, you scared like a motherfucker. I know you were scared. I just want to show everybody else how much of a motherfucking coward you is.
Well, I can't tell. Lock me the
fuck
in.
That's one of your clock off members.
Lock me the fuck in, boys.
Is he a clock off member, Big Eddie? Lord,
yes, sir.
I can't wait to see Luck. Me and him will have to have a long talk.
Oh, yeah, you need to.
Luck ain't running none of this shit, man. I'm running this shit, man.
Oh, that's what I did. That's right here, Big Eddie. You let goddamn 200 of these motherfucking hush puppies up in there. Y'all ain't gonna do that. Y'all ain't gonna do that, man. You done goddamn it. Hey, Uncle Larry, look though, he gonna rule with an iron fist. Shit, you too close, Big Eddie. It's time for you to step down.
You're old shit, man. You old shit, man. We gonna take you off count.
Hey,
off
man,
camp,
look.
We gotta
Leroy,
take you off count,
Leroy
man.
Gotta
it's
worry about all that
out,
shit
man.
There. All Leroy gotta do is worry about driving that motherfucking car. And if he don't do that right, I'm
gonna
get in that motherfucker.
He gonna do that.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. Well, he can keep that job then.
Come on, man. Oh,
And we did
call
order Uncle Larry a hammer, too, because we ain't got no problem about putting Uncle Larry in some shit.
Hey, the problem ain't you get in. It's supposed to get you out.
Well, I can't play my board now, but I got to say it myself. Bullshit.
Hey,
we didn't get you in there. Shit. I was going to get you out. Shit.
Uncle Larry already got that plan. He already got that plan on how to get me out. Ask Uncle Larry how he's going to get me out.
Oh, man.
Ask him how he's going to get me out.
He's going to say, man, I told him he's going to get his ass in that damn car. I don't know what's wrong with him. y'all go over there and grab that rear grease. Go over there and grab that rear grease.
Man, you can see my ribs now, man. I done lost ten pounds, Scrap, man. What you talking about?
I know that car sit tight. That car got to sit tight. Jeez, you up in that goddamn funny car case? What? Get locked up in there.
Hey, Uncle Larry.
Yeah.
Uncle Larry, you won't let me stay in that car, right?
Ah.
You ain't going to let me stay in that car. You going to get me out of there, ain't you?
And what car?
Mudbone, man. Mudbone. The black one.
Oh,
you
no.
Get
yes,
me
sir.
Out, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, tell Scrap how you going to get me out that motherfucker. Tell him. We already planned
give
it out.
Leave it alone. Monkey ass.
I'm going to cut the top off of
her. Oh, man. You're going to cut the top off of her, huh?
Yeah, sir. My bone to be unconvertible here.
And then we're gonna put a cream top on there and call it the blonde cucumber.
Come on.
I'll have a convertible like me on a little car.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Sweet.
I was better watching. You know I got ballers out. Why you throwing all these other cars at me? You know I got ballers out.
Oh, man.
I phoned a cousin and a friend, too. That ballers out of
this. Yes, sir.
Yeah. 142. Nigga, don't even go out and get
that. Well, y'all enjoyed all of you all. Glad to have y'all on the show tonight, man. And y'all brighten up the evening from it, man. I just thought I was going to give you a lock here tonight. But since I didn't, the doors and stuff and the flow and stuff always going to be wide open to y'all. Y'all come over here and have y'allself a ball and do some of these races out there, man. Let's make this event be a great event, man. Let's make all of them be great events, by the fact. But with that being said, y'all, I appreciate y'all coming on. God bless each and every one of y'all and your families, man. And I hope we can open the doors where we can continue to keep on doing this, man, and get better and better. So with that being said, Brother Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Don't lie to him. Yes, sir.
All right, man.